And we're live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High School. We've got all the live action tonight, kicking off the second half of our conference play here. You'll have myself, Kevin Lowry, and Mark Stevenson bringing you all the action. We'll have Terrell Evans back, Mama T, back in the studio, pushing all the buttons, making everything happen tonight. So, Mark, an exciting night, big night for both the boys and the girls starting off the second half of conference play action.
Yep, it really is. You know, the girls, I was looking back, of course, they didn't have any stats on NC Prep today we were talking about, but I looked back the last game we played. They're 5-2 in the conference, but we beat them, like, I would say it was 61-17 or 60. It was not indicative of the records.
Yeah, they came in, Mark. They came in really hot, much improved over last year. Very confident coming in to play us. I know Coach Jared Boone, know him well. And talking to him, they were very confident coming in. And our girls won a big game. I think they won that by 30 to 35 points. We're up by 40 at one time. Mm-hmm. But I expect a much different game tonight here. Smoky Mountain is fairly young. That was the first big game that they had been in. And certainly didn't react the way Coach Boone thought they might. So I think we got the best of them that time. But here, back here at their place, I think we get a much stiffer test against them tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure Coach Boone has watched that film and made some adjustments. And obviously they've been playing a lot better since that game. But I was just shocked at the score of that game when I seen the conference standings. I was like, you know, like you say, something we had the better of them that night for sure.
Yeah, and they beat Franklin here at home about a week and a half ago. So a big win for them here. They did lose to West Henderson. West Henderson sitting second in the conference right now, just above them at 6-1 in the conference, by 4 at West Henderson. And that's a place we went over there and won by about 12 to 14.
Yep.
So certainly this could be a different night for our ladies tonight as far as having to be tested tonight.
Right. JV boys just picked up a good win right there by 8, 40 to 32.
Yeah, they were leading most of the way. Smoky Mountain came back and got within 2 there. And then we were able to pull away and get that 8-point win.
Yep, that keeps them right in the thick of things. I think that's going to move them to 6-2 in the conference, if I'm correct. They get better and better. It's fun to watch them improve as the year goes along, but they a really good win for them.
Yes, so folks, our ladies basketball team just took the floor. We're waiting on Smoky Mountain to come out here. Ladies look focused and ready to go, Mark, as they come by.
Yeah, they do. Looking good. Always good to. They always come out with a lot of energy. It's fun to watch them warm up. Lots of smiles, lots of energy. You can tell that they're focused on the game.
And Smoky Mountain now is taking the floor. I got the music going in here, Mark.
They got it going. Yep.
Yeah, so Mark, our ladies right now sitting at 16-1, 7-0 in the conference. Just a one-game lead, though, here in the conference right now.
Right. Yeah, it's like I said, that game with West Henderson gave them their only loss. And Smoky Mountain coming in at 5-2. Our girls are still, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin, they're still ranked third in 4A.
Yeah, so they did drop in the Max Preps ranking to third in 4A. They've been sitting at number one most of the year. The last three games, the strength of schedule wasn't as good. So in spite of the wins, they dropped to third based on that strength of schedule. In the RPI, which is really what counts for us, for the first time all year, we dropped from number one to number two.
Okay.
Maiden jumped us. They're up about 3/100ths of a point. That's how that works. I expect that to go back and forth all the way to the end of the year, even into the conference tournament. But it's really important for our ladies to try to win out here so they can get that one or two seed going into the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I know that's, you know, we talk about the seedings and the rankings. If you drop down to two or whatever, I've always said I want that number one seed for the brackets for sure. But when I want to be ranked number one is when the final buzzer goes off at the state championship.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Yep.
Well, and what's really important with that RPI, the rankings, not as much, but what really matters with that RPI, if we get that one or two seed, we're four rounds in at home. If we get the one seed, we're five rounds in at home. And the only time we have to leave our Bears den is when we go to the state championship if we were fortunate enough to make it that far.
Gotcha.
So really important to keep that home court advantage as long as we can. That's why each and every one of these games are really vitally important for us right now.
That would be a huge advantage because we all know how the Pisgah fans come out and support. And when you hit playoff basketball, I just think back in 05 when the Pisgah boys were on their run. You'd have to get there so early just to get in. I remember it being so packed against a team that was way out of town, and they got there and they cut the attendance off, and some folks from out of town didn't get into the game.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that we can get there, you know, with our ladies at 16-1 and our boys right now sitting there at 12-4, right in the middle of the conference race. Really important for the rest of the season for our fans to get out and support these kids.
It sure is.
Love to see the gym like it was back in those days.
Yes, sir. It was exciting, and the kids it's good for the kids. They feed off of it. Number one, number two, they deserve the support. And I know we know there's a lot of people right now that can't get out to the games, and we really appreciate you listening. But if you can't make it, definitely listen to us. But if you can, come on out. Eat some popcorn and watch these kids play.
And then there's already been good crowds at the game thus far.
There has.
Just like to see it get. That was some exciting times back in that last state championship year.
Yeah, that was some really good times, man.
So we've got two really good teams here at Pisgah now. Our boys playing really well, girls playing really well. So exciting times in the gym for the Pisgah Bears right now.
It is. We're fortunate. Not a lot of teams will have that. They'll have either a girls' team's really good or the boys' team. The other one not so much. But, yeah, we're really blessed here at Pisgah this year because we got two really good – well, even you count our JVs, we got four really good teams. But it's fun to come out on every given night that they're playing and know that, hey, we got a really good chance to win here. So it makes it different.
And Coach Boone's made it out to his bench. Coach Holloway and his staff made it out to their bench, getting ready. Got about 5 minutes here before game time, Mark. And it is time for our keys to the game. The keys to the game are sponsored by Jack Webb Financial, Senior Financial Advisor with First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact of comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, and SEC registered broker dealer and investment advisor. So since our key to the game sponsor, Jack Webb, is not with us tonight, we'll miss him tonight. Mark, what is your key to the game tonight?
Well, I think first of all for me is I want to tell the girls, if I'm Coach Holloway, hey, that last game in Canton that we won by the big margin, forget about it. It's gone. It's going to be a totally different contest here tonight at their place. And Coach Boone, you know, we all know Coach Boone, history at Pisgah, really good coach. He don't want to get beat by his buddies sitting over here, you know. I mean, he's got good friends at Pisgah. So forget about that game. Let's come out, get off to a good start. I always like the good start. And then as far as Smokey, like I said, we don't have any stats on them because they weren't listed. But, you know, 5-2, they're 5-2 for a reason. So, yeah, that's good start and forget about the last game and just focus on this game.
Yeah, so mine is going to be kind of weather that storm early and still get off to the fast start. You kind of mentioned that.
Yep.
I expect Coach Boone to have these young ladies really giving an extreme amount of effort early on to try to stay in this game early.
Yeah.
The longer they can stay in the game, the better they feel. More confidence they build in themselves. So, you know, for our young ladies, I think, you know, the hype that will go into this on the Smoky Mountain side, kind of weather that storm. You see a big student section. They got the student section down here where we're shooting in the first half.
Yep. There's pep band.
Got a pep band in here. I think everybody can probably hear that.
I'm sure they can.
Behind us.
I'm not going to lie either. It's pretty cool. I mean, hearing a pep band in a gym like this, I can see why they do that.
Yeah, and it's, you know, this is making for a really good environment here just before the girls' game. And I can only imagine it's going to get more and more crowded and rowdy in here for the boys' game.
Yes, especially if we let them hang tight here in this first half. The crowd's going to get involved, and that's going to make it louder. That's why you really want to get off to that fast start we talked about and take the crowd noise out of it. Because the more they get hyped up, the better the Smoky Mountain girls feel about what's going on. So we just come out and quieten everybody down to start with. It'll suit me fine.
Yeah, it'll suit me fine as well. So you got stats who's leading the way for us thus far this year?
I do. Our Pisgah girls, like we mentioned, are 16-1 on the season, 7-0 in the conference. They're being led in the scoring column by Chandler Lowry at 15.4. Kylie Leonard is 9.2 points a game. Bailey Connor is 7.1. Move on to the rebounds. Jake Connor is pulling down 6.9. Chandler 6.3, and Kylie 5.1. So, kind of our big three there. Those girls, and again, impressive to me. And we have this on the boys' team, too, but we have our point guard leading scoring and right there almost leading rebounding. Campbell does the same thing on the boys' team. It just shows a lot about how their games and what they mean to our teams.
Yeah. And Chandler made the got announced he was the first female announced for a WNC All-Star game.
Yeah, I've seen
year.
That. Yes, I did see that.
So I'm sure there'll be a few more of our seniors that participate in that. We're waiting to see as they announce that, but congratulations to her. Congratulations to Mason Putnam, announced earlier
yes.
this week as well.
Yeah, and I know we got some other girls that's going to be going to play again somewhere else, but I did see where Kylie Leonard announced that she is going to continue her basketball at Brevard College.
That's correct.
Yep.
That's correct. So congratulations to her on that as well.
Absolutely.
So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio while we have the national anthem here at Smoky Mountain High School. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High, getting ready for this girls' game between your Pisgah Bears and Smoky Mountain Mustangs here tonight, Mark.
Yep, getting ready to tip it off.
So getting ready, Mark, to have our starters announced as they go with Pisgah first, number 10, senior Macy Devlin, number 11, senior Chandler Lowry, number 12, junior Jay Cody, number 13, Bailey Connor, senior, and number 25, Kylie Leonard, she's a senior as well. And for the Mustangs, we have number 2, Kiara Inslee, a senior. Number 10, Banksley Clemens, a freshman. Number 11, Julia McCullough, a junior. Number 12, Braylon Mulligan, a junior. And number 21, Allie Claire Nicholson, another senior. We've got the starting five here. Your Bears tonight are in their black uniforms, red letters, white piping. Smoky Mountain in their home white uniforms with blue numbers and letters and black piping.
I like the black uniforms. I think they're sharp. They're probably my favorite one.
They look good. I think that's the new uniform for the girls this year. Looks like we got Jay Cody going to jump against Braylon Mulligan for Smoky Mountain. The tip is going up. Well, a little hesitation because the music goes off. Tip is up. Jay gets that to Chandler Lowry, and she sets up the offense. She comes down. She's going to move left. She's kicking back right to Jay Cody. She gets it to Bailey Connor. Bailey finds Chandler underneath. She kicks it back outside. They get it to Jade outside. She dribble penetrates, puts up the shot. It's short and no good, but the rebound goes off of the young lady from Smoky. That is number 21, Allie Claire Nicholson. And the ball will stay with Pisgah. Chandler Lowry has it underneath her own basket. She finds Jade Cody. Jade Cody dribble penetrates, finds Kylie Leonard underneath. She kicks to Chandler Lowry outside. They kick it all the way back around to Macy Devlin, and then kick it back right to Chandler. She goes to Bailey. She's looking. She dribble penetrates, kicks outside. We swing it all the way around to Macy Devlin, who gets it cross court to Jade Cody. She goes up and hits out with the shot. No good. She does get the rebound, but then there's a turnover, and Smoky Mountain will retain, get possession of the basketball. Going here left to right from us here, Mark.
Yep, two good drives by Jade on that series, but just come up a little short and didn't finish.
Smoky Mountain's going to come. Pisgah's in this 1-2-2 press that they've had. Chandler deflects the ball out of bounds. Looks like number 10 for Smoky had that, Banksley Clemens. They get it back into Banksley. Bailey's up top. She dribbles back into that trap. They settle it down. They kick it right left to Allie Claire Nicholson. Now they kick it all the way back right. Banksley has it. She finds Baylen Mulligan outside. She misses that three. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She finds Bailey Connor all the way up, and she finishes for a quick 2-0 lead for Pisgah. Coming back, Pisgah traps on the right side. They kick it back outside. Pisgah settles into a 2-3 zone now. Chandler out on the ball. They come back right. They find number 2, Kiara Inslee. She tries to go down in the post, stolen away, almost stolen away, deflected away by Bailey, retained by Smoky Mountain. She kicks all the way back to the left side of the court. Dribble penetration, almost a walk there from the penetration. And Chandler Lowry gets the deflection, but Smoky gets possession. Smoky goes up with a shot, almost blocked, rebounded on the backside by Mulligan. She gets it. Bailey Connor goes to the floor and deflects it out of bounds. So getting our hands on a
great
lot of
hustle.
Balls here.
Yeah, great hustle by Bailey Connor right there. Got us in the action. I actually got to catch the ball here, guys.
Smoky Mountain inbounds the ball here in front of us. Has it at half court. Thankfully, Clemens goes in. She shoots a floater. No good. Rebounded by Jade Cody. She comes up, finds Chandler Lowry up the court. Chandler Lowry comes back in, kicks to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin gets it inside to Kylie Leonard. She goes up, and that shot's missed. And then on the rebound, Kylie Leonard gets called for a foul. So that'll be her first, team first. So we've had three good looks down on the block, Mark. Just couldn't come up with that, and they got the one basket in transition. Scores now 2-0. Pisgah here with 5:29 left. Chandler gets a deflection now. Chandler gets another deflection, and it goes out of bounds on Clemens. She's not liking going right, but that appears to be the one direction they want to go on.
Yep. This pressure, the little trap seems to be giving them a little trouble.
Now, when you get in that trap between Bailey and Chandler, that's trouble.
Yep.
And they just keep going that way. That's actually to her left. Chandler gets it in. She finds Macy Devlin on the wing. Macy comes back around. She finds Chandler open for the three. That three's up, missed, but rebounded by Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard gets it back out to Macy Devlin. She dribbles in, and then she double dribbles going down the baseline.
Yep, good rebound. I think she thought she was going to draw a little contact there. Didn't draw it, and then took the extra step.
So we got Alexis Marcos in the game now. That pressure up front caused a bad pass, went out of bounds. Young lady saved it. Macy went to get the steal, and she just mishandled it and goes back out of bounds. Pisgah will have it in front of our bench. Pisgah settles into this 2-3 zone. They get it onside to Mulligan, and she scores. 2-2 here with 4:47 left. Chandler Lowry comes back quick the other way. She finds Macy Devlin on the wing. Chandler penetrates. She thinks twice of it, pulls it back out to set it back up. Alexis Marcos gets it. She gets it to Jade Cody. She dribble penetrates, looks to the backside for Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard gets it. Ball's deflected away, stolen by Chandler. She goes up. Zero blocked or fouled, but they gave the ball back to Smoky Mountain there.
Yep.
Not sure what he saw there.
Man, a lot of hands on the ball in there whenever they go to put it on the floor.
2-2 still here. Smoky Mountain Pisgah. Smoky Mountain has it. They dribble penetrate, kick out for the three. The three goes up, and that's missed. And the rebound goes to Smoky Mountain. She dribbles it off her foot. She dives and catches it. Now tied up. Before the tie-up, Coach Boone gets the timeout, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So we knew it was going to be physical and tough here, Mark. So a little slow start for our young ladies.
Yeah, not didn't come out and get the fast start we talked about and wanted. But I really like this 1-2-2. I've noticed the first set of two is back near the three-point line, but Chandler's picking up just right across half court, and it's got to be frustrating for that point guard because she's been picked up before she gets to half and exhausting a lot of energy and a lot of effort trying to get the ball up.
I think that's going to pay dividends for us as we go through this game. But I'm not real sure why she keeps going left. I don't know if she's left-handed or not, but she keeps dribbling right into the teeth of what we want her to, creating problems. So I'll be interested to see if they switch that.
Yep.
Smoky Mountain has it underneath their own basket. They shoot the three out the inbounds. Rebound goes off of Macy Devlin. Kylie Leonard gets it. She tries to find Alexis Marcos up the court, and it is stolen away by Smoky Mountain, and they come back this way. Lucky well, Smarcos gets the steal this time. She's got Chandler on the backside. She finally
finds her. Nice pass.
Nice
good
pass.
Finish.
A good finish by Chandler. So great steal and pass by Alexis Marcos. 4-2. Pisgah leads here with 3:30 left. Come back the other way. Another tough pass retrieved by Smoky Mountain. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound by Kylie Leonard. She looks up. She tries to find Chandler. Deflected away by Smoky Mountain. And they go back the other way. Want that pass to be a little longer out. Dribble back into that. Looks like they try to go down low this time. Kick it back on the perimeter. They got it outside. Go back in the block. Kick it on the backside. Number 21 has it. That's Allie Claire Nicholson. She's going to get back to Banksley Clemens. Pisgah's in this 2-3 zone here. Up 4-2 with 2:51 left. Smoky Mountain gets up the shot. That's no good. Rebounded by Jade Cody. She's looking up. She finds Alexis Marcos. Alexis Marcos goes up, missed. Rebound by Chandler Lowry, and the putback is good. 6-2 Pisgah now with 2:35 left. They do come back to this right side. This time deflected away by Macy Devlin. Alexis Marcos had it. She got tackled there, Mark.
Just short of the first down.
Pisgah gets the, or Smoky Mountain gets the ball back. Smoky Mountain has the three. It goes up, and that three is good. That gets a 6-5 lead for Pisgah with 2:10 left. Chandler gets it. She finds Macy Devlin up quick. She gets it back to Chandler. They call Carolina. Chandler comes off the screen. Alexis Marcos kicks. Find Chandler cutting. Macy Devlin gets it back out top. She gets it to Alexis Marcos. She dribble penetrates, kicks to Macy Devlin. They get it back up top to Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard kicks outside to Chandler Lowry, who gets it to Macy Devlin for the three, and that three is off. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. Smoky Mountain comes. Alexis Marcos is on the ball. She kicks. Smoky kicks it back all the way to the right side. Dribble penetration by Mulligan. And they call a foul on, looks like, Jade Cody. That's going to be the team's second, Jade Cody's first. And with that, we've got three new players in the game. We've got Scout Ballou, Jaden Ballou, and Bailey Connor. Bailey had to go out. She looks like she had a cut on her chin, Mark.
Yeah, probably from when she dove on the floor here a little bit ago. She dove head first.
It's 1:28. Pisgah gets the steal. Scout Ballou has it. She
good
finds
outlet.
Chandler Lowry up the court. Chandler Lowry misses that layup contested. Bailey Connor gets it back, and they call a foul on the putback. Now send Bailey Connor to the line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws. And these Messimer Insurance free throws offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. And Bailey Connor hits that basket or that free throw to get the score to 7-5. 1:17 left here, Mark.
Yep, it's our first trip to the line tonight, too.
Bailey Connor misses that second free throw, and Smoky Mountain comes back the other way. Smoky Mountain goes down low. They go up with the shot, and it's good. Scores now 7-7 with 1:03. Scout Ballou gets it to Chandler Lowry. She comes down the court, finds Bailey Connor. Chandler comes off the screen. She dribble penetrates, goes up with the shot. No good, but rebounded by Chandler. Goes back up with it. In and out, no good. And the rebound goes back to Smoky Mountain.
Fighting hard in here.
He's going to go to a 1-2-1-1 full court press here.
He's showing a lot of looks of defense tonight.
Chandler gets that steal. Bailey Connor gets it. She goes up with it. Rebounded by Chandler. She goes back up with it. And it's good. 9-7. Pisgah leads. Smoky comes back the other way quickly. They get it outside. Mulligan dribble penetrates. She tries to go backside. They kick it back outside for the two. It's no good. Rebounded by Scout Ballou. Scout Ballou finds Chandler. Chandler holds it up. 20 seconds here. It's like we're going to settle down for one shot. Chandler has it. She skits it left to Scout Ballou. Scout dribble penetrates, kicks it out to Alexis Marcos. That three goes up, and that three is good by Alexis Marcos. And that three is brought to you by Forga Contracting. smoke. It comes back the other way. They throw a half-court shot up. No good. And the rebound goes back to half-court. And with that, your Bears lead 12-7 going into the second quarter. We're going to go back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High, where your Lady Bears lead Smoky Mountain Mustangs 12-7 as we enter into the second quarter. So, Mark, talking a little bit about some things that Coach Holloway's doing there in the first quarter and kind of confused Smoky Mountain.
I liked it. He's been in everything from a 1-2-1-1 full-court press to a 3-2 half-court to a 1-2-2 half-court to a 2-3 zone. Yeah, he just keeps changing it up, giving them different looks. I like it. Keep them thinking.
And Pisgah will have the ball here as we start the second quarter. Bailey Connor gets it into Chandler Lowry. She finds Macy Devlin. Chandler will bring it back outside. She looks. She finds Kylie Leonard cutting. That shot is up and good. Pisgah's now up 14-7. Smoky Mountain comes the other way. They got a bump foul on Macy Devlin. That would have been another steal. Good defense by Macy. We pressed there immediately. With that, Smoky Mountain will have it inbounding the ball here at half court. Pisgah is now in, looks like a straight up man half court. So another wrinkle to what he's doing defensively. Smoky rotates the ball all the way around. Chandler gets that deflection. They get it back and kick it all the way out to the right wing. Mulligan has it. She tries to find Banksley there. The shot's no good. Rebounded by Chandler Lowry. She finds Macy Devlin.
Great pass.
Finds Scout Ballou on the backside. No good, but rebounded by Kylie Leonard. That putback's no good. Rebounded by Scout Ballou. That rebound's no good, but blocked and goes out of bounds. Ball will still be Pisgah's underneath their own basket.
Yep. Some good rebounds out there, but a lot of contact. Just didn't get to go back.
Only three fouls called in that first quarter, Mark.
Yeah.
Chandler finds Kylie Leonard on the block. She puts it up and good. 16-7, Pisgah leads now. Pisgah's now pressing full court. We get another steal. Scout Ballou has it. She's taking it fine. She finds Macy Devlin on the backside.
Oh.
She misses that. Chandler Lowry gets the tip. The rebound goes to Bailey Connor. Get it back out to Chandler. She finds Macy Devlin for the three. And that three is up and no good. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. And she just got straight up mud on the putback. This time the foul is called. And that will send Kylie Leonard to the free throw line for two more Messimer Insurance Agency free throws. Messimer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Controlling the boards right now.
Yes, yes. And I'm telling you, I've said this before, but Kylie Leonard has a great knack of moving into the open spots, making herself available for passes. As a guard, you got to love that because she gets those cuts and it's easy to find her.
Absolutely. First free throw for Kylie is up and good. Score's now 17-7, Pisgah, as we start to stretch this lead a little bit, Mark.
Yep. Starting to wear them down a little.
Second free throw was no good. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. Chandler applies a little bit of complimentary pressure down the court. Smoky gets it up. Banksley Clemens, that's a nice move for a freshman there.
It was.
She missed the shot, though. Little spin move on Macy and gets to the paint and a little left-handed floater there, Mark.
Yeah. And if you can see this girl, she looks like she's 10 years old, honestly. Yeah.
She looks like a freshman.
She does.
She plays much older than that. and find the three by Mulligan, and that three is good. Scores now 17-10 with 6:17 left. Chandler finds Macy Devlin down the court for a three of fifth his own, and that three is good by Ford, sponsored by Forga Contracting. So that's how quick we can get back, Mark.
Yes.
They hit a three, got it into Chandler. She hits Macy for a spot-up three on the other end before they could get back on defense.
Yep, and Coach Boone is not happy about it. He liked the fact they hit their three, but we didn't get back and they didn't get back in cover, and we got an open spot-up three.
And this time out on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. Scores now 20-10. You know, they had to feel good if you're Coach Boone when they got it to seven there after that made three.
Yep.
But the quick offensive transition for Pisgah had to be frustrating for Coach Boone.
Yeah, absolutely. And the different defenses he's throwing at them, we've had a lot of transition points too. So
we're back into the 1-2-1-1 full court press. Smokey beats it that time, gets up the three. That's no good. Rebound goes off deep to Banksley Clemens. She hands off to Mulligan, and she, Braylon, just stepped out of bounds on the line there. Turnover goes to Pisgah here with 5:59 left here in the second quarter. Pisgah's lead is 20-10. Chandler Lowry will bring it up. She comes left. She goes back right to Scout Ballou. She gets it to Bailey. Bailey sees the cutters, elects to go back left to Kylie Leonard. They get it out to Scout Ballou on the left wing. Scout kicks it up to Macy Devlin. Macy gets it to Kylie Leonard. They run that double screen on the backside. Come back outside to Chandler. She finds a wide open Macy Devlin down low. She just missed the layup, rebounded by Bailey.
Good
she finds Chandler Lowry on the backside. 22-10, Pisgah leads now. Just that quick, Bailey almost got another steal here right in front of us, Mark.
Yep. That was a great find right there.
Yeah, it was. It was a great cut, great rebound by Bailey first and foremost, and then to find her on the backside wide open.
Well, Chandler did a great job, too, of easing down in there and being available whenever the ball comes off.
And with that, Chandler and Scout will take a seat. Jade Cody will come back into the game, and Alexis Marcos will back into the game, and they'll be in the game with Kylie Leonard, Bailey Connor, and Macy Devlin.
Smoke him out with a moving screen there.
Macy Devlin has it up top. She kicks left to Jay Cody. Pisgah's now going right to left. Jay gets all the way to paint. Shot goes up and good. Scores now 24-10, Pisgah. Smoky Mountain goes the other way. They try to cross-court pass. They're starting to get frustrated here, Mark.
Their pressure will get to you eventually. Like I said, they weathered it just a little bit there in the first quarter, but, man, relentless pressure and changing up. Every time they get the ball, they have no idea what's coming at them.
So Pisgah has possession again. Macy Devlin will bring it up. She kicks out to the right side to Bailey Connor. Bailey looks left to Macy. Macy dribble penetrates. She falls down. Turnover goes to Smoky Mountain as they go back the other way. They get it out on the left wing, number two. That is Inslee. Buried another three for Smoky Mountain, and the score's now 24-13.
It's her second one of the night.
Macy quickly brings it back down the other way. She finds Jade Cody on the left side. She finds Alexis Marcos. She tries to go inside to Jade. Smoky Mountain saves it from going out of bounds. Jade Cody recovers it. To get the ball back in, Alexis Marcos has it. She dribble penetrates. She's looking to go, then she kicks back out to Macy. Macy kicks left to Jade Cody for the three, and that three is just off the back rim, but rebounded by Bailey Connor. She goes to the rim, shots missed, this time rebounded by Smoky Mountain. They're looking to go the other way. Ball's on the floor. Alexis Marcos and Jade Cody both fighting for the ball, and it is a jump ball, but possession will stay with Smoky Mountain. Braylon Mulligan looked like she was a little frustrated that time with our pestiness.
We've had a lot of good action right here in front of our table.
We have.
We're about 6 foot off the court, and I think we've had sweat on us a couple of times.
And Chandler Lowry will come back in for Macy Devlin. Smoky Mountain gets it on the left wing. They kick back up top for the three. That three is missed badly, and Pisgah will have the ball underneath Smokies basket. Jade Cody will bring it in with 3:33 left. Pisgah up 24-13. Jade Cody gets it into Chandler. She brings it up, sets up the offense. Got a double screen up top. She comes off the top of it and dribbles it off of the pressure out of bounds. So not what Chandler or Coach Holloway wanted there.
No. Sometimes it happens to. Sometimes quickness, you're going to make that cut and the ball's coming down and it just happens.
I think the young lady did a good job of jumping that screen.
Yep.
And got to Chandler. She didn't expect her there. And with that, almost another steal. Looks like they're going to call a foul on Bailey. Looks like she had a good position.
She had a really good position.
So that is her first, team second. So that is two fouls apiece with 3:16 left here. Alexis Marcos covering up top. Pisgah's in a full court or half court man here. Banksley Clemens has it up top with Marcos there. Chandler Lowry comes off of that screen, gets a deflection. Looks like they're going to call on Chandler.
There's no
both
way.
Both players go to the floor. Not sure about that one, Mark.
Chandler created the loose ball, and they both go after it, diving on the floor, and they give Chandler the foul.
So that is Pisgah's third, Chandler's first, and Pisgah goes back in this 1-2, 1-1, what we call the diamond. And almost a steal there. Crowd wants a walk. The three goes up. No good. Rebounded by Chandler Lowry. She quickly pushes the other way. A bump inside. She finds Kylie Leonard on the backside. She goes out with a shot. Shot's missed. And Smoky Mountain rebounds. Chandler Lowry is rebounding. Looked like a little push off there. They come back the other way. Crowd wants a foul. Offensive foul there. Smokey tries to get it down low. Wow. Kylie Leonard with what looked to be a great steal. No contact at all. And she gets called for the foul. That is the team fourth, her second. So all of a sudden tough they're call. Calling some tough calls on us, Mark.
Yeah, they really are. That's two in a row there. It's very questionable.
So Smokey Mountain gets the shot up. Jade Cody with the rebound. Jade Cody brings it out. She's got it up top. She kicks right to Chandler. Chandler kicks to Alexis Marcos. Sets a screen, rolls. They kick back out to Bailey Connor up top. She comes through. She kicks back out to Alexis Marcos. She finds Kylie Leonard for the three. That three is off. The rebound goes to Chandler Lowry. Shot is missed. Chandler Lowry ties it up. And they're going to get another foul on Pisgah. That is Chandler's second.
Wow.
Pisgah's fifth. That was since Smoky Mountain to the line. And all of a sudden, Mark, that's four calls in a row in the last minute and a half on Pisgah that's really changed the tone of this game.
It really has. Definitely took away our momentum, and it's got the crowd hops. Obviously, they know Chandler is our leading scorer. They'd love to see her on the bench.
And that's two on Kylie Leonard, two on Chandler. They both have to be careful here with 1:59 left here left in the second quarter. Inslee with the first free throw. And that hit everything, Mark. But
he did a bit of it.
Scores now 24-14. We knew the crowd would get into it at some point in time here. Second free throw is good, 24-15. Chandler brings it back the other way. She kicks left to Jade Cody. Jade Cody finds Macy Devlin. He finds Chandler Lowry on the right wing. Chandler Lowry kicks back to Jade Cody. She gets down on the block to Kylie Leonard. The ball is deflected out of bounds by Smoky Mountain. That's only three fouls tonight on Smoky Mountain. One in the first quarter, two here in the second.
And they're not playing that clean of a game either.
Chandler's looking to get it in. She finds Macy Devlin. She gets it back to Chandler out wide. Chandler dribble penetrates. She gets all the way to the rim. Looked like that one got blocked. And they're trapping. She gets it ball away to Banksley Clemens. She finds Inslee all the way up the court. They bring it back out. And get back inside. Looked like a walk there. And get back down.
Good
that
block.
Shot's blocked by Jade Cody. Kylie Leonard with the rebound. She gets it back to Jade. Jade finds Chandler. minute 10 left here. Tisbeth's lead is at 9, 24-15. Get it to Alexis Marcos on the wing. We're running this back cuts. We get it, swing it all the way to the left, and Jade Cody has it. She's looking. She goes back out to Macy Devlin. Get it to Callie Leonard on the wing. She kicks back out to Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry dribble penetrates. She kicks to Macy Devlin. Lex not to take the three. Dribble penetrates. No good. Rebound by Chandler. And that putback is good. 26-15, Pisgah leads. Here with 30 seconds left in the half. Smoky Mountain with the three. That's no good. Rebounded by Chandler Lowry. She looks up, finds Alexis Marcos running the floor.
Great
and that
job.
That shot is good. 28-15. 18 seconds left here in the second quarter.
I don't hear the crowd so much over there right now.
No, they've kind of calmed down, and that's big, though. That is the third foul on Kylie Leonard. Need to get her out. With 10 seconds, if I'm Coach Holloway, I may get Chandler out here as well.
Yeah, it's a pretty big gamble, keeping both of them there under a minute.
Yeah. And it was, you know, with 10 seconds left, we almost made it. Right here, we're going to get Kylie out after the first free throw for Pisgah. Need somebody down on the block. Kylie can't be. I guess she could be, even though she's going out after this free throw. Free throw is up and good. It runs that score to 28-16. I leave Chandler down below. Not sure I would do that either. 28-16. Second free throw is about up. And it's good. Inbound goes to Chandler. 28-17. 10 seconds left. Chandler gets all the way. Looks underneath to Lauren Ballou. Goes off her hands and it's tied up by Smoky Mountain. And the ball's going to stay with Pisgah here with 4.4 seconds left. And we'll have an inbounds play underneath our own basket. 28-17. Chandler will have it underneath the own basket. We're looking to run something here. We find Macy Devlin. He finds Alexis Marcos. Get that shot up, Macy. Macy gets it up. Oh, I thought she might have been fouled there, but no call. And with that, your Bears will go to halftime with a 28-17 lead here at Smoky Mountain. We're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Pisgah basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where it's time for your halftime show. It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. So, Mark, we've got the Smoky Mountain Dance team out here.
Yep.
Kind of in the dark a little bit, so we'll have to use our phones for a flashlight.
Yeah, it's but you know, sitting here at the half, Macy Devlin's got 5 points for us. She hit a three there. Chandler Lowry's got eight and six rebounds. Jake Cody with two, Bailey Connor with six, Alexis Marcos with five, and Kylie Leonard with five and five rebounds. So Chandler and Kylie doing a great job on the boards. And I'm telling you, I sit here, I love to watch how our Kylie, how she moves without the basketball, and how Chandler moves into position to scoop up those rebounds. You don't expect the guard to come in there and get in that position. But, yeah, it's just really fun to watch them. And here's the pep band now. Y'all can probably hear that, too.
they haven't started the time on the scoreboard yet. But yeah, a pretty good half for our Bears. We knew this was going to be a much different game coming in. And really, we got out to a pretty comfortable lead there. And then we got a little bit of foul trouble there.
Yep.
Second half of second quarter. Lots of fouls called on us there. So that's part of the game.
It is.
But certainly changed a little bit of the tone of the game. Unfortunately, there at the end, we were able to get back out and stretch this lead back out to 13 here at halftime.
Yeah, our defensive pressure helped do that for us. It's interesting to watch how our girls you could feel it starting to happen. We were wearing them down, pressure, different looks, different kinds of defenses, and I don't mean this in a bad way towards them, but you can tell we are the better team overall. And they're playing on a lot of emotion and adrenaline to start a game. And was hanging in there. Crowd got into it a little bit. But I think at the end of the day, we're too much for them, and we're going to continue to wear them down.
So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for business sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where your Lady Bears lead Smoky Mountain 28-17 here at halftime. So, Mark, let's talk a little bit about this boys' game coming up.
Yep. Other than the fact that I see some more of my favorite style pants down here in the warm-ups, East Henderson had them the other night, now Smoky's got them.
Yeah, we know how much you love those. I think Coach Rodomer's thinking about throwing them into Pista Red, Black, and White next year. What do you think about that?
I'm going to vote no on the Booster Club.
So, folks, if you missed that, Smoky Mountain is warming up in what appears to be like Tennessee. If you've ever watched Tennessee on TV, their boys have the striped warm-ups. East Henderson had those, Smoky Mountain had those, so that appears to be a thing that's going on these days. Some of Mark's favorite sweats. Pisgah, on the other hand, just has the sweatshirt, kind of shooter shirt with the hood, Milltown on the back. So let's talk about this game a little bit. We got Smoky Mountain coming in off a loss to North Henderson. That gave us put us in a tie for second place right now with East Henderson, who we have the win over. So we would get the second seed right now in the conference tournament. Franklin just one game ahead of us. They play at East Henderson tonight.
Ooh, nice. We'll have to see if we can get an update on that game from somewhere.
So Smoky and North both sit one game behind us in the conference. So, going to be real interesting coming down the stretch here.
Oh, yeah. You got five teams separated by the biggest lead is a two-game lead. It is going to be interesting. And again, I know we got our hands full here tonight. I see where Smoky had that big win, like you said, over Franklin.
They had a big win in this gym over Franklin.
Yep.
About a week and a half ago. Got to be emotionally down from the loss to North, but that North team's really good. But they got us in our gym. So Smoky Mountain beat us in the first conference game of the year at our gym in a tough battle.
Right.
The only difference tonight is Custer Pringer is out. You see him underneath the jersey. It looks like he may have broke his wrist.
Oh, no.
Got a cast on that left arm. Not sure what happened there, either sprain or a break or something, but he's been out for several weeks now.
Wow. That's a game changer for them because one of their leading scorers.
Yeah, well, one thing I noticed, he did not play against Franklin when they played.
Okay.
One thing I noticed, his brother, Ace Printer, has really picked up the pace.
Yep.
I think he was averaging about 13 a game when they came into our first game.
Right.
And right now, his year-to-date average is right at 19.
It is. Yeah, so, yeah. Brothers stepped up and trying to pick up the production from the other brother.
Yes, I have a feeling this will be another great Pisgah Smoky Mountain basketball game here.
Yeah.
In the men's game tonight, and we still got the second half of the girls game here.
Yeah, and I really, speaking on that injury, I really hate to see any kid get injured and hurt. You want to play the best they've got, but just for the kid too, missing out on games. I hate that.
Yeah, his senior year too. That's
mercy.
Tough.
Yeah. Hopefully he has a speedier recovery than he's had.
So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for another message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the second half of this exciting girls game here where your Bears lead 28-17 at halftime. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High again, where your Lady Bears lead the Smoky Mountain Mustangs 28-17 in a highly contested girls basketball game here in the first half. That first quarter was really good. We seemed to pull away in the second quarter. Mark, any thoughts on what Coach Holloway is telling the young ladies here at halftime?
Yeah, I would like to see the offensive flow just a little better. We've been getting the pass inside, and instead of getting it out real quick, a lot of hands come in. We were seeing some turnovers and jump balls right there. But other than that, defensively, I think he's going to keep changing it up and just keep doing what he's doing there, because they're not going to be able to withstand two more quarters of that.
Yeah, I think we're looking to get, I think it's the defensive pressure continues to wear them down. We're going to look to get in a little more transition.
Mm-hmm.
Try to extend this lead out early in the third quarter, Mark.
Yeah, and try not to get any more fouls on Kylie and Chandler.
Yeah, Kylie's sitting here. That's the one negative here of the first half. Kylie's got three fouls. So we start this third quarter. Chandler has two. I believe Bailey has two as well. So we've got a little bit of foul trouble here.
Yeah, definitely. And like I say, you hate to, hindsight's always 20/20, but if Kylie, if you'd have been able to get her out with that last minute of play, I'd rather have her now as have her in that minute.
Yeah, and we had Lauren Ballou at the table for her when it happened.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, just wasn't able to get them switched out.
Coach Holloway is going to go with the original starting five: Kylie Leonard, Jade Cody, Macy Devlin, Bailey Connor, and Chandler Lowry. Smoky Mountain will have the ball moving from our right to left. Pisgah will start in a 2-3 zone half court. They immediately come out and press. And Chandler Lowry gets a steal quickly. She goes to the other end, and that shot is blocked. Good effort by Allie Nicholson there getting back.
It was. That was a nice little wrinkle in the 2-3. They come out and trapped out of that.
Chandler gets it into Bailey quickly. Bailey gets it back to Chandler. She kicks out to Macy Devlin. They get it cross-court to Jay Cody. She dribble penetrates, goes up, no good. Kylie Leonard with the rebound. The putback's no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. Possession will go to Smoky Mountain. Smoky Mountain will get it. Back in this 2-3 half-court zone, and we jump it again quickly. Looks like we're putting a lot of pressure there. Macy Devlin out on the pressure. Another steal by Chandler. She looks up, finds Bailey Connor up Connor finishes. Went 30-17. Pisgah leads with 7:20 left. Pisgah's now pressuring full court. Bailey and Chandler are pressuring the ball. They get it up. They find Inslee. Short jumper for Inslee. No good. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. She gets it back to the other side. They kick it outside to Clemens. Clemens gets it to Inslee. Bailey Connor trying to tie it up. Pisgah's now in a man-to-man defense in half court over here. Mulligan goes. Looks like it was a deflected, stolen away by Jay Cody. She's pushing up the court. She looks to find Chandler cutting, but that is deflected and stolen away by Smoky Mountain in the passing lane. Smoky Mountain coming back the other way. Pisgah remains in this man-to-man. Goes back. They try to go inside, and that pass goes out of bounds, so the pressure and the man-to-man forced a tough pass there.
There's nothing easy for them.
Pisgah will have possession back. Jade Cody gets it into Chandler. She decides to walk it up this time. So Smokey is content to be in a 2-3 zone. Chandler gets it to Jade. Jade Cody dribble penetrates. She kicks to Bailey Connor. They rotate back to Chandler. Chandler takes a look. She goes off the pick. She finds Jade Cody outside. Dribble penetrate. Goes up with a
nice
shot,
drive.
And that's good. 32-17, Pisgah leads by 15. 6:03 left in the third quarter. Jade Cody with the steal.
Nice.
34-17, and that's going to lead to a quick timeout by Coach Jared Boone. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of our friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. It's a good start to this third quarter for our Bears, Mark.
Yeah, 6-0 run to start the quarter. Couldn't ask for a better start there. Again, you can feel it. It's starting to slip a little bit because, again, we're just doing too much for them on the defensive end.
So with 5:57 left, our Bears have opened up a 17-point lead, 34-17. What was about a 8-9-point game here with 2 minutes left in the second quarter. We've kind of opened up here. So hopefully we can continue that.
Yeah.
Bears have come back out of the timeout, Mark, and Pisgah's going to be in this diamond full-court press. It's kind of a 1-2-1-1 full-court press. That we just got the steal and put back out of.
Yeah, it's nice to have this kind of personnel because, quite honestly, you've got four guards in the lineup, basically, and to be able to have that kind of speed and ability on defense sure is nice.
Smokey's moving right to left. They inbound the ball. It's immediately trapped. They get by. They get it down into the post. Pisgah does a nice job in transition. They drop straight into a man-to-man. Smoky Mountain dribble penetrates. The ball is deflected. Now stolen by Jade. She gets it to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin tries to get it to Chandler. And throws it out of bounds. Pisgah will be back in this 1-2-2. Smoky gets it inbounds. They dribble back to the right and throws it right out of bounds off of the pressure. So it showed her freshman year there trying to get it back across.
Mm-hmm.
Pisgah will take possession in front of their own bench. Bailey Connor will inbound this time. Bailey gets it to Chandler. Chandler brings it right. Kicks over to Jade. Jade gets it to Macy. Macy kicks it into the corner to Chandler. She comes off of the screen. Dribble penetrates. Kicks to Macy for the open three. She decides to dribble penetrate. That shot's up and good. Or no good. Rebounded by Chandler. And the putback is good by Chandler. Chandler forces a turnover, stolen by Jade, and she is turned over. There, Jade and Chandler with the trap over here. Chandler got the deflection, steal by Jade. Jade goes to the basket, Mark, and gets fouled.
Yep. Yeah, taken down from behind.
The score is now 36-17, Pisgah, with 5:10 left. Chandler has it. She's looking to inbound. She gets it all the way up top to Bailey Connor. Bailey triple penetrates. She finds Chandler in the corner. Chandler finds Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard kicks back out to Macy Devlin. Dribble penetrate. And she's going to go be fouled and go to the free throw line. So two more Messimer Insurance free throws. Messimer Insurance Agency offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. That first free throw by Macy is good. And with that, Scout Ballou will come in and get Jade Cody. Scores now 37-17 Pisgah with 4:58 left. Second free throw is up and good by Mason. 38-17. Pisgah still trapping here. They get the trap at half court. Chandler gets the deflection. Bailey Connor with the steal, and she's fouled over on the sideline. And Smoky Mountain's really starting to get frustrated, Mark. Starting to
absolutely. That push combination right here of Bailey and Chandler is vicious.
They need to stay away from that. Bailey gets it into Chandler. Chandler sets up the offense. She looks left to Scout Ballou. Scout comes off of the screen, kicks out to Macy Devlin, who finds Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor gets it to Chandler. Chandler looks for the three. That's up off the front rim. No good. Thought about it a little too long there, Mark.
Yeah, she's trying to decide.
Smoky Mountain comes back, and she's trapped. They kick it back up top. And they'll look down low, and that is thrown out of bounds. Pisgah ball will come back the other way.
The amount of turnovers we're forcing is really
pretty
crazy.
Impressive.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
They've turned up the volume here on defense, Mark. Pisgah has it back on offense. Dribble penetration handed off to Bailey. She finds Mason. Three-point shot is up. Chandler fights for the rebound, but Smoky Mountain goes it to the other way, and then there's a trap. Deflection. Smoky Mountain gets back control. They get it to the corner. Three-point shot is up, and that is no good. That is rebounded by Smoky Mountain, though, and she dribbles it off of her foot and out of bounds. Even that three right there was very rushed.
Yes, it was. That's what made it not very close, too.
Scout Ballou gets the ball into Chandler. She decides to walk it up with 3:50 left here in the third quarter. Pisgah leads 3:46. Chandler dribble penetrates. She kicks out to Bailey for the three. Three shot goes up, and that three is sponsored by Forga Contracting. 41-17. Pisgah leads with 3:34. Smoky Mountain gets it up this time. They kick it out to the outside. They go back to the inside, and then Chandler Lowry steals it away. She goes back the other way. She goes all the way to the basket, but decides to pull it out. Kicks out to Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard hands back off to Chandler. Chandler dribble penetrates, kicks to Macy for the three. That three is up and no good. Rebounded by Bailey Connor. She goes up and she's fouled. She'll go to the line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws. Messimer Insurance Agency offering insurance products that will not strain your budget, folks. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Yeah, and just to say a little bit about the toughness here. Bailey is 100% playing with a Band-Aid on her chin, I guess, where you see she was bleeding earlier.
She makes the first free throw. Lauren Ballou will come into the game. She will get Kylie Leonard. Jade Cody comes in. She'll get Macy Devlin with 3:09 left. Pisgah's opened up a 42-17 lead. That free throw is missed by Bailey, rebounded by Smoky Mountain. They push back quick the other way. They looked for Inslee in the corner. She tries to go in the block. Hand off to Inslee. That shot's up. No good. And the rebound is by Scout Ballou. She kicks out to Chandler. Chandler comes down. Pulls it up top. She kicks out to Scout Ballou. Scout gets it out to Bailey. Bailey kicks it to Chandler. Chandler for the three. That three is up. Yeah. And that three is good. And that's a Forga Contracting three-point shot for Pisgah, 54-17. Just like that, Jade Cody with a steal. She comes back the other way. She goes up, and she is fouled, and she'll go to the line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws. Mark, just kind of turn the volume up here.
I'm getting to where I almost feel sorry for him. I'm not really. I would never do that. But, yeah, I was just sitting here thinking a minute ago, it's just like getting into a bee's nest, and they're getting on you, and you just there's nowhere to go. You can't escape it. That pressure is.
And Messimer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. First free throw by Jade is up and good. Scores now 46-17. And looks like Alexis Marcos comes in for Bailey Connor. Second free throw for Jade is up and good. Smoky Mountain gets it in. They get it to half court. Find Inslee. They look
good
down
pass.
Low. And that's they beat the press that time. Finished 47-19. Here, Chandler.
That's their first points in this quarter, too.
With 2:15, folks. You heard that here. First points for Smoky in this quarter. 47-19. Jade Cody kicks it to Chandler on the wing. She goes to Lauren Ballou. It's deflected away by Smoky Mountain. But Pisgah will have the ball. And with 2:03, Chandler Lowry will come out. And Macy Devlin comes in for her. So on the court for Pisgah's Macy Devlin, Jade Cody, Lauren Ballou, Alexis Marcos, and Scout Ballou. Macy Devlin's looking to find somebody. She finds Scout Ballou out on the perimeter. She gets it to Marcos. Marcos kicks it to Cody. Cody's looking. She gets it to Lauren Ballou. Lauren finds Macy on the perimeter. Gets back to Lauren Ballou for the three.
Nice.
And that three-point shot sponsored by Florida Contracting. Lauren Ballou with that one. Pisgah's now up 50-19 with 1:39 left here in the third quarter. Smoky Mountain goes the other way. Mulligan goes up. That shot's missed. Rebounded by Lauren Ballou. She'll come back pushing the other way. She finds Macy Devlin outside. Macy Devlin kicks back to Ballou. Lauren Ballou kicks to Jade Cody. Jade Cody dribble penetrates. Finds Scout Ballou. She dribble penetrates. Goes up with a shot. And she'll be fouled and go to the free throw line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws.
That's Lily McCauley, her third.
Scout Ballou with the first free throw, and that's up and no good. Score remains 50-19 with 1:16 left. Second Messimer Insurance free throw. There was a whistle
somewhere
in the middle of.
Must have came out of the stands.
Must have. But it was good. They need to do that each time. 51-19, although they haven't put the point on the board. That quickly, Pisgah gets the steal. Jade Cody goes up with two more Pisgah points. 52-19. Smoky Mountain comes back the other way. They beat the press. They get it down low. Kick it back outside for the three. And that three is up. That's no good. Tipped out by Alexis Marcos. Rebounded by Lauren Ballou. She'll come back the other way. She kicks it up top to Scout Ballou. She finds Jade Cody. Jade Cody's on top. She finds Lauren Ballou. She dribble penetrates. She's looking, finds Macy Devlin up top. He swings it all the way to Jade for that three. Ooh. That's no good, and that's rebounded by Smoky Mountain. 33 seconds here left in the third quarter, folks. Smoky Mountain coming back the other way. 52-19 Pisgah. Banksley Clemens goes up. Well, off-balance shot. It's made 52-21 with 19.5 seconds left. Now we're down to 16 seconds left. Jade Cody has it up top. Macy Devlin has it on the right wing. She finds Lauren Ballou down in the corner. Lauren Ballou loses control but gets it to Alexis Marcos. She's looking. 1 second left. We did not get that shot up. Scout tried to get that shot up. But we'll go to the fourth quarter with Pisgah with a 52-21 lead here tonight. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High, where your Lady Bears just outscored Smoky Mountain 24-4. Is that right, Mark?
That is correct.
In the third quarter? to run out to a 52-21 lead at the end of the third quarter going into the fourth quarter here, Mark.
Yeah, it's like they just decided third quarter, we're going to roll our sleeves up and play play this quarter and see what happens, and that's what happened.
So Pisgah comes out. We've got Molly Watson in the game, Lauren Ballou, Chandler Lowry, Alexis Marcos, and Kylie Leonard. Pisgah will have the ball. Chandler inbounds and finds Molly Watson. Molly Watson dribble penetrates. She gets it left to Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou dribble penetrating. She kicks out to Molly. Molly with the three. And that is up and good for Molly Watson.
Good job, Molly.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting. Smokey goes the other way. That's an open shot. Missed, but rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She outlet passes, just throws it a little too far ahead for Alexis Marcos. And Smoky Mountain will retain control of the ball. Pisgah looks like it is going to be in a man-to-man defense here. Kind of half-court, three-quarter court pressure. Smoky Mountain brings it up. Alexis Marcos on the ball. Banksley goes to the rim. Shot is up and no good. Molly Watson gets the rebound. She comes back the other way, kicks to Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard dribble penetrates. She goes up with a shot, no good. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain.
Kylie almost getting picking up another one there, reaching.
Smoky Mountain tries to dribble penetrate down the baseline. Inslee's looking to the backside, and that pass goes out of bounds. Ball will go back to Pisgah. Lauren Ballou will inbound the ball to Molly Watson. She's going to bring it up. Has Chandler on the wing, Alexis Marcos on the wing. We've got Kylie Leonard in the post. She kicks left to Lauren Ballou, who gets it to Alexis Marcos. She dribble penetrates. She goes to Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard is looking. She finds Molly Watson. That three is up. No good. Rebounded by Lauren Ballou. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler gets in the middle, finds Kylie Leonard on the backside. And Kylie Leonard finishes for two more Pisgah points. 55-21, Pisgah's ahead. 57-21. Chandler Lowry with the steal. She's going the other way. She gets all the way to the basket, and that shot is up and good.
Oh,
but he's
going to
call a charge.
Wow. Okay. I don't even want to say about that.
I think that was a 59-21 call.
I think you're right.
57-21. They even the scores table put the points on the board.
Yeah.
We're expecting us to go to the line. So with that, Kylie and Chandler will come out of the game. We've got Lauren Ballou, Alexis Marcos, Molly Watson, Jaden Ballou, and Scout Ballou in the game for Pisgah. Smoky Mountain dribbles it off their feet. It's a scrum on the floor, but Smoky Mountain comes out with it. They find Mulligan up top, who kicks it to Plemons. She gets it to Inslee. She dribble penetrates. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Scout Ballou. She comes out with it, looking for Alexis Marcos, but that is turned over. Smoky Mountain comes back the other way. 5:17 left. Plemons gets all the way to the rim, and wow, not sure about that one. Alexis Marcos, not sure about that one either.
Nope.
But that foul on Alexis Marcos will send Plemons to the line for Smoky Mountain. He's got a running clock here now. 4:55 left. 57-21 Pisgah. Plemons hits that one. It's 57-22 now.
What's the magic number on that? Is it 35?
It's 35. It used to be 40. Must be 35 this time.
Gotcha.
With that, Faith Brown comes into the game. Lana Burke comes into the game. And Annie Jenkins is in the game. They're with Molly Watson and Jaden Ballou.
You see these younger girls play.
Yep.
And every time I've seen them do this year, they've done a fine job, too, when they come in.
Yeah. And Smoky Mountain ties it up on the outside wing. Faith Brown had it, and that ball will go back to Smoky Mountain.
here's a fun fact for you. I just looked it up. Last game we beat them 63-17. So we have given up 30 points to them, or 40 points to them in two games.
Wow.
And we have 57 on the board right now.
Smoky Mountain has the ball out on the perimeter. That shot is blocked by Annie Jenkins. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. They kick it back out to their guard. That three's off and no good. And that time rebounded by Lana Burke. She finds Molly Watts, and Molly pushes back the other way. Molly kicks it to Faith Brown up top. She gets it to Annie Jenkins. They rotate back to Burke, who gets it back to Wally Watson on the right side. She gets it to Faith Brown in the corner. Get back up top to Burke. And they come back to the right side. Molly Watson has it. She's dribble penetrating. They kick it back up top to Annie Jenkins. They back down on the left side. Swing it all the way back around to Molly Watson now. Molly finds a cutting Burke. She's looking to go up, and that's blocked, and that's going to send Lana Burke to the free throw line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws. Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. First free throw is no good. The score will remain 57-23. Coach Boone gets his freshman point guard out of the game. Talking to her, good learning moment. She's going to be a really good player, Mark.
She really is.
Second free throw by Lana Burke is no good. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. Jaden Ballou ties it up. And possession will stay with Pisgah. Good job by Jaden Ballou tying that ball up after the rebound for Smoky Mountain.
You know, with Pisgah, it seems like over the years, they don't ever have to rebuild. They just reload. They have new kids coming in and just keep carrying on the standard.
Now we got Lily Inman in the game. Get it into Jaden Ballou. Jaden Ballou goes up with a shot. No good. Rebounded by Lily Inman. Good battle by her. She kicks out to Jaden Ballou. The three-point shot's up. No good. This time, rebounded by Faith Brown. Ball's tied up on the floor.
Good hustle, girls.
And that's what I love to see, the entire bench for Pisgah. So the top 9-10 ladies
yes. For
Pisgah over there cheering. It's really the top 9 ladies for Pisgah over there. No, top 8. Cheering hard for these young ladies that are playing right
yes,
now.
Yes, you love to see that.
Smoky Mountain comes back the other way. They have it on their right wing. They've got some subs in here themselves. Shots blocked on the perimeter by Faith Brown. Rebounded by Jaden Ballou. She gets it out to Molly Watson. Molly Watson goes up with a shot. No good. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. Lucy Wilson comes back the other way. She gets it inside, the number 24 for Smoky Mountain. That shot's no good, but rebounded. No good. This time rebounded by, who's going to come away with it? Looks like there's going to be a foul on the floor by, they call that on Pisgah going out after the ball. Faith Brown picks up her first, third Pisgah foul. 57-23, 17 seconds left here, running clock. Smoky Mountain gets it in. They get it back up top. Looks like they're going to get the two-point shot from the top of the key. No good. Rebound by Faith Brown. She kicks out to Jaden Ballou, who finds Molly Watson up the court. That throw is up. No good. At the buzzers for the final score here tonight for your ladies' Bear game is going to be Pisgah 57, Smoky Mountain 23. We're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live in the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Sorry, folks, we're being pelted by ducks down here. It is Chuck the Duck time, yep. And so people can't get it on the court, so yep. They're hitting us down here right on court side, Mark.
Obviously, no baseball or softball players behind us. I would hope not anyway. Oh.
So, folks, if you've never played Chuck the Duck, whoever gets to the target in the middle closest wins. And number 81, whoever that was, won here. But those that almost pelted us, I don't know if that was intentional or not, Mark. But,
well, I'm going to say it could have been. It really could have been.
The ducks, the rubber ducks are flying.
Yep, knowing some of the people sitting up behind us, it really could have been intentional.
So, Mark, it's time for the player of the game of the girls game. Who you got tonight?
All right, your A1 storage player of the game. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah player is going to go to Molly Watson. Molly came in, hit a big three over there, hustled, was on the floor a few times there. So, A1 Storage, player of the game. If you're looking for a safe place to store stuff from your Wondering Eyes or from Wondering Eyes with a 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. Congratulations, Molly Watson.
Well, folks, Molly Watson came in, hit that big three there. In the fourth quarter, gave us some really good minutes. It's good to see her back on the floor. She was our point guard on our JV team last year and had a knee injury. So she got back right at the beginning of basketball season. She's been working herself back into shape, both physically and mentally, Mark.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Seems to get better and better with each game.
Hey, a lot of good players. That last group that came in right there, Faith and Molly, stuck out to me right off. But all those girls put in some good minutes right there, and I think they ended up getting about 5 minutes, a little over 5 minutes of play.
Yeah, and Lily Inman and Annie Jennings, two JV players, were able to come up tonight and give us some minutes. And they both impressed me in their minutes this year. I think they're going to do really well as their years here at Pisgah extend on out in the next few years.
Yeah, and I think it's such a great thing to have the opportunity to bring up a couple of girls. Even though they're not getting a lot of minutes, they're getting on the floor at times in a varsity game. So it's getting some experience. So next year, when they do move up, everything's not just, totally brand new to them.
Yeah, so do you have any stats for us from that game a little early?
Yes, sir. We got Macy Devlin had 7 points tonight. Chandler put in 13 with 7 rebounds. Jake Cody, 9 points, 2 rebounds. Bailey Connor, 13 points, 3 rebounds. Scout Blue had a free throw there. Alexis, 5 points. Kylie Leonard had 7 points and 7 rebounds. And then, of course, Molly Watson coming in and hitting the big three there that she did. So she ended up with those 3 points. So, again, a lot of balance scoring. Rebounding edge goes to our two constants there, Kylie and Chandler.
Yeah, and Jake Cody does a nice job rebounding as well. Between those three, we really control the boards in a majority of our games.
Right.
I think gives us a distinct advantage. We play small, but we certainly don't have a disadvantage on the board.
For sure.
During this game.
And like I mentioned earlier now, too, there's a couple things that impress me. Is like I say, Kylie, how she moves without the basketball. That is such a hard thing to teach kids. All the years I coached, It's hard to get them to move without the basketball. But Hallie does it really well. She's making herself available in open places. And then Chandler, if you watch her, when a ball goes up or if it's offside, she's already down in position to rebound. And you don't see point guards doing that a lot. I mean, that's just having a head for the game and knowing to be in position. So that's why she – it's not because she's tall. It's because the effort she puts in to rebound.
So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have your keys to the game for this boys' game as we get closer and closer to tip-off here. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
We're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where your Lady Bears just finished with a 57-23 point victory against Smoky Mountain Mustangs. What was a very good game in the first half, your Bears led by about 12. Pisgah came out and outscored Smoky Mountain 24-4 in the third quarter to really blow that game open. So a really good win by the Bears here against the number 3 seed so far, Smoky Mountain Mustang girls in the conference. Now we're getting ready for the boys' game, folks, and it's time for your keys to the game. Keys to the game is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor with First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals or needs. Call 452-6314 for a free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management. Member FINRA, SIPC, and SEC registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. So, Mark, going into this boys' game, my key to the game here is that we need to stop Ace Springer.
Yes.
So, in the first game, he was very good at getting to the basket. So, when I say stop him, make him beat us from the three.
Yep.
Don't let him be a slasher, cutter, get to the basket, get to the free throw line. I think it's very important that we find him and keep him in front of us tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And also Ben Brown, you know, he's averaging almost 15. But the advantage we have is the other Pringer kid is hurt. Hate that he's hurt, but it's an advantage for us tonight. But again, coming in here, these guys beat Franklin. You know what kind of game they can play. And you said they beat him without the kid that was injured.
He actually played.
Did he play in that game?
But he came in averaging 19.7 a game, and we held him to 2 points.
Wow.
It was a dunk and a fast break.
Gotcha.
So we shut him down in the first game.
Yep.
But his brother Ace really single-handedly beat us. I think he had about 27 in that game.
Right.
That night. But he was really good at slashing and getting to the basket that night.
Gotcha.
Which led to a lot of free throws for him as well.
Yeah.
And he could definitely hit his free throw.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. But I think with this standings, as close as it is, us at 5-2, them at 4-3, it's just a critical game. So I think it's going to be a very fast-paced game. Probably a very physical game, but I think that if we stay on the boards and, like you say, keep the Pringer kid from putting 30 something on us, then yeah, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, it's this should be a good game, and I agree. This is a critical game for us. We get this win at Smoky Mountain's home court here. That gives us a 2-game lead on Smoky Mountain. Creates some separation there. We already talked. We got East Henderson and Franklin playing tonight. So if East Henderson were to be able to beat Franklin tonight, we're in a three-way tie for first if we get this win.
Absolutely.
If Franklin beats East Henderson tonight and we get this win, then we've created a 1-game cushion on East Henderson as well.
Yep.
We're in sole possession of second place, 1 game behind Franklin, with a big game looming next week at Franklin.
You know, it's really funny because every game we're playing now, being this tight in the middle, every time we say, well, this is one of the biggest games we've played this year, because it is, because we're at, we win this, we move on next week, that's going to be one of the biggest games we play. We just have to keep putting them together.
Yeah, the next three tonight, then we've got North Henderson, which just beat the Smoky Mountain last Friday night and is tied with them for third. And then we've got Franklin right behind it. Three big games for our boys coming up. With that, folks, we'll send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have all the live action with our boys' game here tonight at Smoky Mountain. You listen to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we have the starting lineups for both teams being presented. For Pisgah, we've got number 3, Isaiah Mintz. Number 10, Maddox Wright. Number 21, Nick Messer. Number 23, Campbell Crook. And number 32, Mason Putnam. So it looks like we got 3 seniors and 2, a junior and a sophomore, in our starting 5.
Yep. Campbell Crook, one thing to note real quick, he is shooting 44% from the three-point line. He's shooting 73% from the free throw line.
And for Smoky Mountain, we have... number 11, Lane Clemens. Number 14, Ace Springer. Number 20, Cody Kilpatrick. Number 34, let's see, number 21, Ben Brown. And number 34, Eli Snyder. So number 20 here is a new starter, 5'9". We went from 6'7 to 5'9 here, Mark.
Yep. For all those teenagers at home, I got to do this. 6'7".
Maddox Wright wins the tip. He gets it to Mason Putnam, who will bring it up. Smoky Mountain in straight man-to-man half court. Campbell Cook with it out on the right perimeter. He dribbles to the middle, kicks it to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam gets it back to the backside to Maddox Wright. Sends it to Messer. Messer dribble penetrates. He's looking at it with a cutter. Campbell Cook gets it to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam gets it back to Messer. Hands back off to Putnam, who has it outside for the three-point shot. And that three-point shot is no good, but rebounded by Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright gets it back to Putnam. Putnam gets it to Wright, and Wright for the three-point shot. And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forger Contracting. Smoky Mountain comes back the other way. That three-point shot's up by Lane Clemens. That is off. But the rebound is off of Pisgah, out of bounds, and Smoky will retain possession underneath their own basket. Ace Clemens has it. He gets it into Snyder. Snyder gets it into Lane Clemens. They get it underneath to Ace Springer. Ace Springer kicks it out to Ben Brown on the outside, who buries that three-point shot. The score is now 3-3 with 6:48 left in the first quarter.
Brown has a good-looking shot, too.
He does. He seems like he's been there forever. His older brother is here doing the same thing.
Was he really?
So Pisgah comes back the other way. Mason Maddox Wright has it underneath, almost stolen away, but he gets it tipped to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam dribble penetrates and scores on the backside. 5-3 Pisgah. Just that quick, Pringer has it back on the Smoky side. He gets it to Lane Clemens. Lane Clemens hits the three. They're up 6-5 now. They're pressuring full court. Man-to-man, Campbell Crook gets it up. He's got it on the right side. He dribble penetrates. He's looking backside for Mason. Maddox Wright, stolen away by Clemens. He goes back the other way. And we're going to get a goaltending by Maddox Wright. That will run the score. Smoky 8, Pisgah 5 here with 6:02 left.
It was a good play, though.
Good hustle by Maddox.
It was.
Barely missed that block. But a great effort to come from behind and try to get that block. Mason Putnam quickly goes the other way. He finds Maddox Wright on the outside for a three. And that three-point shot is, he calls it a two, set his toes on the line. Set his toes on the line. So Maddox Wright with another deep two. And the score's now 8, Smoky, 7, Pisgah. Smoky Mountain has it back, and they're working it around the perimeter. Ben Brown dribble penetrates, kicks back out to Pringer. Pringer has Maddox Wright on him outside. He kicks it to Lane Clemens. Lane Clemens finds number 20 up top. He gets it to Snyder. They get it back to Clemens.
Little Brown flop there.
Snyder. Crowd not happy with that flop. Clemens comes up, and that's going to be a foul on Maddox Wright on the shot, and will send Lane Clemens to the line for two free throws. Score's now 8-7, Smoky, with 5:11 left. That is Maddox's first foul, team first foul. First free throw is up and good. Student section getting a little rowdy here.
They are. I feel like it's going to be a high-motion game.
Always seems to be when we come out here.
Yep.
Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Nick Messer. And for some reason, they're wanting to clean something. There's some gum on the floor.
Hazmat Garbone to get the gum up.
Yeah, Joey Robinson doing the good deed of coming to get the gum up. The student section applauds him for that effort. Joey's a great guy. Son Caden played fourth over at Pisgah. Younger brothers on the JV team.
Okay.
Nick Messer has it on the wing. He dribble penetrates. Finds Campbell Crook. Campbell Crook dribble penetrates. Short shot goes up. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Ace Pringer. And Pisgah will remain in possession underneath their own basket. Scores now 9-7, Smoky. Here with 4:49 left. Ball's inbounded to Maddox Wright. He hands off to Mason, who kicks to Messer. Three-point shot for Messer's up and no good. Rebounded by Pringer on the backside. He gets it to Lane Clemens. He's bringing it up. He's content to bring it up slow now. He kicks it to the left side to Snyder, who finds Clemens for the three. That is no good. And rebounded by Mason Putnam. He'll quickly go back the other way. Deflection. It's a fight for the ball. They go on the floor. And a lot of action there on the floor. Pinto will remain in possession of the ball. About three Smoky Mountain guys kept going, diving after the ball, and Mason stayed after it.
Yes.
And retained possession for us.
A lot of bodies on the floor right there. Goes to show you how important this game is.
Camden Robinson comes in for Nick Messer. He's going to inbound the ball. Finds Putnam. Ball's deflected away by Plemons as Smoky Mountain will regain possession of the basketball. Smoky Mountain has a sub coming in. Number five, J.J. Jefferson, a 6-foot junior guard, is coming in.
Hey, he looks a little bigger than 6 foot, doesn't he?
6'4".
Oh, 6'4". I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought he said 6 foot. I was like,
Simmons has it outside. He kicks it left to Brown. Brown finds Ace Pringer. Shots off the back rim. Rebounded by Maddox Wright.
Uh-oh.
Maddox Wright, the ball's tied up. I think there was a little bit of dramatics there going on with number 20, Cody Kirkpatrick. They got tied up, him and Maddox. And Kirkpatrick tries to draw the foul, but they don't give it to him. But a lot of emotion in the gym after that, Mark.
Good job by Maddox, because 14, Pringer come up and said something to him because his teammate was on the floor. Maddox held his composure.
Pringer gets all the way to the rim and finishes, and that will be a foul on Mintz. It will send Pringer to the line for an and one. That increases the lead to 11-7, Mark.
From what I understand, too, there's another Pringer in middle school that is also a really good player. That's his little brother to these guys.
I would imagine if they've got a little brother, he's going to be a pretty good player.
Yeah, my brother was telling me he's seen him play, and he was talking about his Pringer kid. And I was like, yeah, doesn't surprise me.
Ace hits the free throw. Runs the score to 12-7, Smoky Mountain. Smoky's pressing full court. Mason Putnam has it. He beats the press, gets to the middle. Comes back, kicks it to Maddox right for the open three. That's missed. Rebounded by number 20, Cody Kirkpatrick for Smoky Mountain. He gets it to Ace Pringer. Ace Pringer's going to walk it up this time. He has Isaiah Mintz on it. Double screen up top. Mason Putnam takes Pringer. To get it out to the right wing. Swing it all the way to Plemons on the left wing. That pass, it goes inside to Jefferson. Ball's tied up. They get the ball back out to Brown for the three. That three's missed, rebounded by Maddox Wright. He gets it to Crook. Crook pushes it quickly up the floor. He kicks back out to Putnam for the three. That three is off. Rebounded by Mintz. Mintz kicks back to the other side to Putnam. He goes up with a shot. And that and one's good, and that's going to be a foul on Ace Springer.
Great move by Mason.
This Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Yeah, good take by Mason. Good cut. Great look by Isaiah Mintz
really
after
was.
That rebound.
It really was.
To find him.
That's another one we've talked about who does a lot of things that doesn't show up in the stat book a lot. And Isaiah, he's just your blue-collar guy.
That free throw is no good for Mason. Score remains at 12-9 with 2:46 left in the first period. On the floor for Pisgah is Camden Robinson, Campbell Crook, Mason Putnam with the steal. He goes back the other way, goes up, and he's fouled on that putback. In addition to them, you got Maddox Wright and Nick Messer, who just came in for Isaiah Mintz. That will send Mason Putnam back to the line for two more Pisgah free throws, sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. So we'll get that free throw to go.
Yep. Smoky Mountain coach not happy with that call over there. He's working the official pretty hard, but anytime you're up chest-to-chest on a driving to the hoop like that, you're going to get that.
Second free throw is up and good. Score is now Smoky 12, Pisgah 11, with 2:26 left in the first period. Kirkpatrick has it on the wing. Dribbles middle, finds Pringer on the outside. Ball's bobbled, stolen, deflected by Mason Putnam, stolen by Crook. He takes it the length of the floor, finds Messer on the backside. He scores. Pisgah has their first lead, 13-12.
Textbook 3-on-2 fast break right there.
Smoky Mountain comes back, shoots a three by Plemons. That's off. Rebounded by Robinson. He gets it to Mason Putnam. And the ball is tied up on the other side as Putnam dribbles to the rim. And possession will remain with Pisgah. Micah Devlin comes in for Campbell Crook now. Mason Putnam will inbound it underneath Pisgah's own basket. Again, Pisgah leads 13-12. 1:55 left here in the first period. Get it into Devlin. He finds Robinson up top. He dribble penetrates. Ball's deflected. Stays with it. Messer gets it. He kicks it out to Devlin. Devlin gets it to Wright. They get it back to the left side to Robinson. Set the screen. He tries to get it to Putnam. Almost stolen by Ace Pringer. But recovered by Robinson, who gets it to Putnam. Putnam gets it to Maddox Wright.
Nice.
Maddox Wright hits the little floater. Gets Pisgah's lead to 15-12. Here with 1:23 left in the first period. Smoky Mountain comes back the other way. Pringer has it outside. The three-point shot goes up. That three-point shot is up and good, and that will even the game all up at 15. Pisgah gets it into Mason Putnam. He's going to walk it up. Comes off of the screen by Maddox Wright. Comes left. Finds Devlin. Get it back to Putnam up on the top left corner. He dribble penetrates. Finds Robinson. He dribble penetrates. Kicks back out to Putnam. Putnam kicks out to Wright for another three. That's off and rebounded by Brown. Brown will slow it down. He'll come back out. Kirkpatrick goes quick. Little floater inside. That floater's good. Smoky back on top. 17-15 with 34 seconds left here in the first period. Wright has it up top. Gives it to Mason Putnam. He sets it up. He gets it to Micah Devlin. Dribbles left. Hands off to Robinson. Robinson has it up top. Finds Messer on the wing. Messer gets it to Wright. Wright dribble penetrates the baseline. No good. Rebounded by Brown.
There's
10 seconds left here in the first period. 6 seconds. Pringer has it. He's looking. He hands off to Brown. Brown with the three. That's no good.
Another flop.
And no rebound on that. And with that, Smoky Mountain will take a 17-15 lead as we go to the second quarter. We're going to go to the studio with a message to our sponsors. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High School, where your Bears trail 17-15 as we enter the second period. Mark, fast-paced first quarter, up and down the floor. But got to feel good where we're at right now.
Yeah, very much so. It's fast-paced. Maddox had a really good quarter right there, a lot of energy. 7 points in the first quarter. A lot of bodies on the floor after balls. Just the tension, you can feel it. Get a little chippy a couple times out there. So we're getting our money's worth.
Smoky Mountain brings it back up. Ace Pringer has it up top. They'll have the ball to start the second quarter here. He finds Plemons on the wing. He's guarded by Mason Putnam. He gets it to Brown. Dribble penetrates. Kicks it all the way back out to Plemons. Kirkpatrick has it up top. He dribble penetrates. Mason Putnam comes from behind with a steal. He goes up and scores. He scores now 17-17. with 7:28 left here in the second quarter. A Springer dribble penetrates, kicks to Kilpatrick. Gets it back out to Pringer for the three. That shuts up, and that's good for Pringer. Smoky Mountain now leads 20-17 over our Bears. Mason Putnam brings it back quickly down the left side. He finds Mintz. Mintz gets back to Putnam. Putnam gets it to Crook. Crook gets it to Messer. Messer hands back to Crook. He dribble penetrates. He's looking. He gets it back outside to Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright dribble penetrates. And it looks like they're going to get a foul. That's a big foul on Springer there. That's number two on him. I'm not sure of that one, but I'll take it, Mark.
We'll take it all day long right there. I'd probably be upset, too, if I were them. It looked like a touch foul, but.
Get it back inside to Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright pump fake, goes up, misses the chippy. I think he might have been surprised he was so wide open, Mark.
Yep.
Rebounded by Smokey. Pringer comes back, three goes up. No good, rebounded by Maddox Wright. He gets it outside to Mason Putnam. Putnam has it on the right wing, kicks it back to Wright. Right hands back off to Putnam. Swings it to the corner to Messer. Messer gets it back up top to Crook. Crook dribble penetrates. He finds Messer. Swing it all the way back left to Mintz. He attacks to the basket. Kicks out to Crook for the three. Mm. That three's off. Rebounded by Clemens from Smokey, and he quickly comes back the other way. He finds Snyder up top. They get it back to Pringer. Set things up. Got Isaiah Mintz guarding him. High screen by Snyder. Kick it back out to Clemens. He goes up. Kicks it to Brown. Brown goes in.
Ooh.
And they're going to get Mason Putnam with the reaching foul. That's probably a questionable one that we got back.
Yeah.
It's only Mason's team first foul here. Again, the score is Smoky Mountain 20, Pisgah 17, here with 5:44 left in the second. Clemens has it up top. He finds Kilpatrick. They look underneath the Pringer. Pringer comes back outside for Clemens for the three. Three's up and no good. That rebound was by Messer. Messer gets it into Crook. Crook goes back the other way. He gets it to Putnam, who finds Messer cutting. Messer
good
looks
pass.
On the backside to
good
Crook.
Pass.
And Crook finishes on the backside, and he's fouled, and will go to the free throw line for a Messimer Insurance Agency free throw. Messimer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Messer did a great job seeing Crook cutting in there.
Yeah, that was good ball movement on that possession. Good patience.
And Crook moving away on the ball. We talked about that a while ago, man. You get yourself open, somebody will find you.
Absolutely. So this Bessemer Insurance Agency free throw for the tie. And that is good. 20-20 now with 5:15 left here in the second period. Smokey comes back the other way. Clemens finds Brown. Brown gets it to Kilpatrick, which finds Jefferson up top. So we'll get back to Kilpatrick. He has Messer guarding him. Brown with Crook guarding him. He goes inside, kicks back outside to Clemens. Clemens gets all the way to the basket, and that shot goes. Smoky Mountain now with a 22-20 lead with 4:48 left. Pisgah comes back the other way. Mason Putnam on the right sideline. He comes off of a Messer screen, gets all the way to the block, kicks out to Maddox right for the three. Dribble penetrates, finds Mintz. He goes up for the layup. And the score is now 22-all.
Pringer got away with a little push down there, too.
Smoky Mountain brings it back. Clemens has it. Kicks it to Jefferson. He hands off to Pringer, which swings it back to Brown for the three. That's a deep three. No good. Rebounded by Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam goes the other way. He gets all the way to the basket.
Nice.
And he finishes 24-22. Pisgah leads now. 4:01 left here in the second period.
Everything we thought it was going to be this far.
And that's a timeout on the court by Smoky Mountain. This time out on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal or business insurance needs. You're exactly right, Mark. This game is everything we thought it was going to be.
Yes, sir. A really good basketball game to watch.
And one thing I find interesting, Mark, is Smoky Mountain's about to sub in a gentleman. He's a senior, number 22, Ty Howard. Played a lot against us in the first game. I think this is going to be his first action as a 3-guard.
Wow.
So be interesting to see how he performs here.
Yep.
With 3:59 left. He'll inbound the ball as we start back action to Clemens. Clemens goes left, gets it to Jefferson. Jefferson hits back to Clemens. Clemens finds
great
22.
Pass.
That's Ty Howard for the basket.
Right on cue.
24-24.
Yep.
He had a pretty good game against us that first time, so I'm surprised we haven't seen him yet. 3-point shot by Kruk goes up. No good. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain.
We are now 1-for-8 from the three-point line. If we could have a couple of these fall.
Well, 1-for-8, and we're still tied for 24 here. Says a lot about how we're playing.
It sure does.
Three-point shot for Smokey goes up, no good. Kruk goes up on the other side. Looked like a lot of contact. Didn't finish. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. Mason Putnam challenging possession here on Clemens. He backs off. 2:55 left, tie game at 24. Brown gets all the way to the basket. He kicks back out to Pringer and gets it to Howard. They swing all the way across to Brown. Brown dribble penetrates, kicks back out to Pringer for the three, no good. And that rebound goes to Campbell Kruk. Campbell Kruk gets it to Putnam up the court. Putnam goes all the way, kicks back out to Mintz for the three. That three-point shot is missed. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. They're content to walk it up the court in the half court.
Absolutely.
They don't really want to get in a running game with us, Mark.
No, that's our strength. I'm trying to keep us from it. They like their half court sets.
Springer has it. Dribble penetrates. Find Howard on the perimeter. That three-point shot goes up. No good for Smoky. Looks like we got a foul on Jefferson. He went over and hugged Maddox Wright. Not sure what happened there. Must have been accidental. With that, we've got Isaiah Morris coming into the game. We've also so he, Mason Putnam, Campbell Kruk, Messer, and Maddox Wright. They're in the game. Messer dribble penetrates. Finds
good
Maddox
pass.
Wright underneath. Maddox Wright finishes. Pistons lead now at 26-24 over Smoky. 1:40 left here in the quarter. Smoky Mountain has it on the right wing. They get it back up top to Clemens. Gets to the elbow. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Isaiah Morris. He pushes back quick the other way. Finds Kruk on the outside. Kruk penetrates. Finds Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright kicks out to Putnam. Putnam finds
another great pass.
Right on the backside. 28-24 Pistol leads here with 1 minute left. Good ball movement by our Bears.
Yeah, absolutely. Maddox is getting himself open right there on the block, too.
Smoky Mountain comes back the other way. Smoky Mountain dribble penetrates, finds Clemens. He kicks back out to Brown for the open three. That three's good. Scores now 28. Pisgah, Smoky Mountain 27. And we've got another timeout by Smoky Mountain. And that's timeout on the court sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
You know, I mentioned we are now 1-for-10 from the three-point line, but they are 5-of-15.
Well, I'm going to try to give us a little bit of good luck and say that one three-point shot was sponsored by a Florida contractor.
That's right.
Maybe we'll get some more going.
Let's go. Yep. Let's go.
So 1-of-10, you say?
1-of-10.
So not shooting it great from outside, but I tell you, what's keeping us in this game is our defensive intensity and the ball movement on the backside. The threes we're getting are wide open looks, I will say that.
Yeah.
So they're not bad shots. We're just not hitting them. But when we're moving the ball, we're getting a lot of easy looks on the backside right now. Smoky Mountain being aggressive in that defensive set. They're really attacking when we dribble penetrate and we're able to find whoever's on that back block. A lot of times it's Maddox Wright.
Yep, it really is. He's doing a great job of being there. On another note, too, we haven't shot free throws really well this year. Right now we're 3 of 4. That's good. Free throws kind of hurt us the other night, but I did look up, if I'm not mistaken, we were shooting 64% as a team.
Got to improve that as we go down the stretch.
Yep.
Pisgah will have the ball as we come out of the timeout. Isaiah Morris dribble penetrates. He finds Messer up top. They swing it all the way back to the left, finds Putnam. Putnam swings it back to Messer. Dribble penetrate, handoff to Putnam. He gets all the way to the rim. That time it's missed. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Pisgah, and Smoky Mountain will have possession. They took Springer out for that defensive possession. Bring him back in for the offensive possession with 30 seconds here.
Yep. Trying to keep him from picking up that third one.
Lemons will bring it up, walk it up. Give it to Pringer. Pringer has it, kicks it back to Clemens. Give it to Pringer on the outside, on the right side. He gives it back to Clemens. 11 seconds left. They got it in Pringer's hands. 8 seconds. 6 seconds. Pringer pulls up for a three. No good off the back rim. Rebounded by Messer. Messer gets it to Putnam for a half court shot. That is just missed. Your Bears will go to halftime with a 28-27 lead here at Smoky Mountain. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain, where your Bears lead 28-27 at halftime. We'd like to take time to thank all of our sponsors here for basketball season. We've got Vestas Uniform Services, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Borger Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, Papertown Equipment Rental, and First Citizens Wealth and Management. So with that, it's time for our halftime show. Our halftime show is brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. Mark, what do we got for stats out of that first quarter?
All right, good first half by Maddox Wright. Maddox had 11 in the first half. A lot of good baskets right underneath where the guards were driving and finding him. Isaiah Mintz had a bucket for two. Nick Messer with two. Campbell Crook has three. And then Mason Putnam has 10. So, again, five guys in the scoring column, five in the scoring column for them as well. They're 5 of 16 from three-point range, and we are 1 for 10.
Yeah, that's one thing I've noticed about them. They're kind of living and dying by the three-point.
They ain't scared.
They're not scared to shoot it.
Nope.
I think we've done a very nice job defensively of limiting Ace Springer getting to the basket.
Yes. Yeah, he's got 9 points, and he's averaging 19. So, he's kind of on pace for his average. But, again, not that big explosive game so far where he has potential to have 25 or 30, you know?
Yeah, that's what we've got to limit with him. we can't have him have 20-plus in this game. And then, yeah, there are other players filling in around. Brown's going to shoot it well.
He is.
Clemens been very aggressive in this game, I feel like, for them. For us, Mason's played very aggressive and well. Maddox Wright has played one heck of a game.
He really has.
So, and then we've had several other people. You know, Campbell hasn't had the quick start that he's had in the past, but he's played very solid.
Yep.
I thought Nick Messer played very solid in his minutes tonight.
Yeah, they really have. Yeah, and that's all you can ask right there. We're attacking a lot in the lane, attacking the rim. A couple of times I feel like we, maybe forced it a little bit, but the success that we're having, I'm not even mad about that. Just keep attacking. Good things are happening down there. We're either getting a rebound or it's coming off, and we're fighting. Like I say, Maddox slips in there, and they dump it to him for a layup. So
with that said, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for another message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pistons sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High School. We're at halftime, folks, and your Bears with a one-point lead here. So, Mark, if you're Coach Rodehammer on the road, big game, got down early, not big, but fought back to take this one-point lead at halftime. What is the message to the team right now?
For me, what has been working for them right here is attacking the rim. Offensively, we've really been driving the lane hard. We might want to maybe knock down a three or two if we're going to take them. That's kind of hurting us right now. But the absolute effort they're leaving out on the floor after rebounds and loose balls, attacking the rim. They're going hard to the rim, folks, and it's paying off. We're getting either we get the rebound and get a dish underneath, or we've drew some fouls from them. So just more of the same. Let's just you're up by one. No reason to change anything, really.
Yeah, folks, just to reiterate the importance of this game tonight, Franklin leads the conference right now at 6-1. Our Bears are tied with East Henderson, who we have the tiebreak on right now at 5-2. Then you've got Smoky Mountain and North Henderson, both at 4-3. Behind them, you've got Brevard, and then East, who am I forgetting? Brevard, Tuscola, and North Henderson.
Yeah.
That's girls.
I'm sorry. There's boys.
So, West Henderson. Sorry about that.
West Henderson, yep.
So, Brevard, Tuscola, then West Henderson. So, up top, it's really congested. As we stated earlier, We've got East Henderson and Franklin playing tonight. So that's the number one team right now. There's one game ahead of us with the team we're tied with. So either way that game goes, works in our favor. So if we can get through the game tonight, maybe get this win tonight, it sets up for an exciting next week and a half for us.
Absolutely. It's one of those things where one loss or one win can make or break you right here when it's this congested. This is a lot of good teams in the conference, with the exception, of a couple that doesn't have such a good record. But I really like where we're sitting. If we can come out here with a win tonight, we're in really good shape.
The folks with the girls, we talked about a little bit about that, but they got 8-0 tonight in conference, 17-1 on the season. So they are firmly in control of their own destiny.
Yep.
Right now in conference. I got West Henderson, just one game behind us there at 6-1. Not sure who they play tonight, but Smoky Mountain was sitting in third coming in. They were 5-2 coming into that game.
Right.
So they dropped to 5-3. That gives us a three-game lead there.
Yeah.
With Franklin, was 4-3 coming into tonight. So we've already got a three-game lead there. So really, it's just right now, it's a two-horse race up there between us and West Henderson.
Yeah. And just the games that I've seen, West Henderson and Smoky Mountain, I think the 6-1 West team is way better than the 5-2 Smoky team. But I don't know if Smoky just don't play against us well, but
that was a 4-point game when West beat Smoky. But I think you're right. Everybody looks at West Henderson's overall record, but they were missing two starters until our game this year. So they got off to a slow start. They lost some really good teams early, but they're playing well right now. So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio one more time before we come back for the second half. You listen to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High School, where your Bears lead 28-27. We're in the third quarter. Nice pass by Mason Putnam. Messer missed the layup there that was contested by Snyder. Rebound goes to Brown for Smoky Mountain, and they'll walk it up. Clemens has it. He walks it up. He's guarded by Mason Putnam. Pisgah in a man-to-man defense. Ace Pringer with the fall-away jumper. No good. Rebounded by Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam pushes it back. Finds Maddox right for the three. Maddox off the back end. Rebounded by Isaiah Mintz. He kicks out to Campbell Crook, who penetrates. He gets it to Messer. Messer with the shot off the back rim. This time, rebounded by Ace Pringer. Looks like he was fouled by Campbell Crook. We'll see who they call this on. They do give it to Campbell Crook on the rebound. That is his first, team first in the third quarter. Smoky Mountain will have possession. Snyder inbounds to Clemens. Clemens bringing it up the court. Comes off a double screen. Gets it to Kilpatrick. They get it inside to Snyder. He goes up. That is missed badly. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. Good defense by Maddox. He gets it to Crook. Crook's guarded by Kilpatrick. Hands off to Mason Putnam, who's guarded by Ace Springer. He goes to the basket, kicks to Messer. Messer gets it to Wright. Wright goes underneath. He's blocked by Snyder, but they call a foul on Snyder, and that will send Maddox Wright to the line for two Messimer Insurance free throws. Folks, we're scheduled for a game Friday night against North Henderson. That game has been moved to Thursday night, same time. Girls at 6:30, boys after, due to the incoming weather this weekend. So join us here Thursday night for that game at 6:30. Maddox Wright hits one of the two Messimer Insurance free throws. That runs Pisgah scored a two-point lead, 29-27 with 6:03 left here in the third quarter. Brown gets it on the perimeter. He finds Pringer. Pringer goes to the line, and he's fouled by Mintz. That will be the second team foul on Pisgah, and Mintz's second foul overall. Pringer gets the ball in. Get it to Clemens for the three up top. And that three is good. Smokey now takes a one-point lead, 30-29. Cook goes back the other way. That ball's stolen away by Kilpatrick. Clemens goes back the other way. The ball's deflected out of bounds by Mason Putnam. Good effort getting back in that transition defense, Mark.
Yep, there you are. A couple of miscues there. I'll tell you, Smokey's got some shooters that – those at least three kids that when they go to take the three, you know they got a chance of hitting it.
And on the inbounds, it's deflected away by Maddox Wright. Smoky Mountain lets it go out of bounds, so they'll inbound it now from the sidelines right in front of their own bench. Clemens is looking to get it in. He finds Pringer. Pringer finds Brown up top. Brown hands off to Clemens. Mason Putnam guarding him. Gets it back to Brown. Sends it back left with the Pringer. Get it back up top to Kilpatrick and go back right. Clemens has it. He'll attack the basket. Tries to kick out. The ball's deflected but recovered by Smoky Mountain. Pringer will pull it back out. He's got Mintz guarding him. He's on the right wing. Comes to the middle. Ball's deflected and stolen away by Maddox Wright. Messer gets it. He finds Putnam on the right wing. A swing all the way backside. The Crook, who finds Putnam cutting.
Good cut.
Putnam finishes. Pisgah goes back in front, 31-30. Here with 4:47 left in the third period.
And another flop attempt.
They've had several of those.
They really have.
Smoky Mountain comes back the other way. They attack the basket. They'll get a foul on Mason Putnam. As Clemens goes baseline, he's looking to swing the ball all the way across outside, and Putnam just got into him. That's just the second on Putnam. Team third foul, though, here in the third period with 4:34 left. Your Bears leading 31-30. Smoky Mountain will bring Jefferson in. Pisgah will bring Camden Robinson in. Messer will take a seat. Smoky Mountain gets it in. Pringer has it. He's guarded by Mintz. The dribble penetrates. He kicks all the way to the backside to Kilpatrick. He finds Brown on the perimeter for the three. That's missed. Rebounded by Maddox Price.
Maddox with a great block out right there.
He gets it to Putnam. He comes all the way back on the other end. Brown goes for the steal, misses, and gets the foul called on him. That'll be Smoky Mountain's second of the quarter. Brown's first foul of the game. 4:13 left. Pisgah still with a one-point lead here. Mason gets it into Maddox Wright. Dribble penetrates across. Gets it to Robinson. Swings back to Putnam. Has it. He dribbles right. He finds Robinson.
You gotta shoot the ball.
Robinson finds a cutting Putnam. Shots missed, but they give us the foul. That will send Mason Putnam to the line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws. Bessemer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Student section not happy about that call.
No, they're not going to have much anything.
That's the third team foul on Smokey this quarter. Just the second on Kilpatrick. Mason Putnam makes the first free throw. Runs Pisgah score lead to 2 points. And he makes the second free throw. Scores now 33-30 Pisgah with 3:55 left in the third period. Bringer has it, bringing up. He's got Isaiah Mintz guarding him. He swings left to Kilpatrick. They find Brown. Brown attacks. Tries to kick outside, stolen away by Campbell Crook. He goes the distance. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Maddox Wright, who hands off to Putnam, who then finds a cutting Isaiah Mintz. He goes up, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. The two more Messimer Insurance free throws.
Man, I'm telling you, Maddox is so active tonight, man. He's, some of these rebounds he's gotten.
Shot goes up. He is attacking the basket for the rebound.
He is.
And Isaiah Mintz hits that free throw. That gives Pisgah a 4-point lead here with 3:33 left in the third. Just slowly moving away. Increasing this lead little by little, Mark.
Yep.
As I say that,
yep,
Mintz right. Misses that free throw.
He's got to keep getting stops on this end.
Brown attacks, finds Snyder on the backside. He goes up with the left hand, missed. Maddox Wright gets the rebound, and he finds Putnam. Putnam gets to Mintz. Mintz swings to Wright. Wright swings to Robinson. He has it on the perimeter. He's looking. He finds Mintz back up top. He hands back to Robinson. Dribble penetration. Hands off to Crook. Gets it back to Robinson. Then finds Putnam, who's guarded by Pringle. He goes inside and kicks outside to Crook, who attacks the basket.
Great move, Campbell.
Up and finishes. 36-30 Pisgah over Smokey.
Hung in the air to avoid the contact and made the shot.
And that was on their big center, Snyder. Ball goes back the other way. Brown gets it. He turns it over, trying to get to Clemens. They get it to Robinson ahead of everyone. Ball's knocked out of bounds off of Smoky Mountain. Our crowd wanted a foul. And I have to be honest, that probably was more of a foul than what they called on him earlier tonight.
Yes, he kind of got mugged right there. But.
And with that, there's a timeout on the court. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. It's a good steal on this end. Leads to the breakaway for Pisgah. Knocked out of bounds up with Smokey, though. Thought Robinson got fouled, but no call. Pisgah will have it underneath their own basket, Mark.
Yep. You got to keep taking advantage of these possessions. Score on this possession would run it up, run up to 8. It starts getting mentally, when you start getting close to a double-digit lead, the other team could weigh on them a little bit mentally, but I just, I like how we're still attacking and still doing the things we were doing in the first half.
Yeah, and defense has led the way in this quarter. Smoky Mountain has 3 points so far in this quarter, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, you're correct. 3.
With that, Isaiah Morris comes back in the game. On the court for Pisgah, you've got Kirk, Wright, Robinson, Putnam, and Morris. Morris has it on the wing. Dribble penetrates, kicks it all the way to the right side. Crook has it on the perimeter. He dribble penetrates. He's looking for Wright. Wright has it, gets it back up top to Putnam, who swings it to Robinson. Smoky Mountain wanted to walk there, but the ball goes back to Putnam. Putnam has it, gets it to Morris. He dribble penetrates, finds Robinson open for the three. That three is up and no good. Smoky Mountain with the rebound. Pringle will slow this down. He hands off to Clemens. Clemens penetrates. He kicks out to number three for Smoky Mountain. So here he is. They get it to Snyder underneath. They'll take it all the way back to the right side. Howard has it. He gets it inside to Pringer. Pringer goes up. He misses that. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up.
Probably should have had an offensive foul there.
Smoky Mountain's wanting the foul.
Pringer leads with his shoulder. And he was wanting the foul.
He was wanting to foul. A lot of contact down there.
Yep.
No foul either way, according to the officials. 1:24 left in the third. Pisgah has a 36-30 lead. Smoky with the ball underneath their own basket. They get caught on a kick, and they get the easy two. That gets the score to 36-32. A good inbound play by Smoky there. Mason Putnam comes back the other way. He finds Messer on the floor. Left wing. Messer has it. He dribbles back this way. Stolen away by Snyder. He comes away. He kicks back out to Clemens. Clemens looks inside to Howard, who kicks back outside. They find Pringer to Clemens for the three. Clemens misses that three, rebounded by Isaiah Morris. Isaiah Morris pushes it back the other way.
They got the shot they wanted there. They just didn't make it.
He finds Crook. Crook has it outside. Dribble penetrates. He gets the ball to Messer, who gets it to Wright. Dribble penetrates.
Boom, and one. Good boy, Matt.
He was fouled. Go to the line for a traditional three-point play. And this Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Bessemer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. That gets Pisgah's lead to 38-32 with 29.6 seconds left. We'll get Caleb Miller in the game. We'll get Micah Devlin in the game. Mason Putnam and Messer will take a seat. Maddox Wright hits the traditional three-point play. And we'll get him out of the game. 39-32 Pisgah with 26 seconds left. Pringle will bring it up. He's got Morris guarding him. Kicks it to Clemens on the left wing. Clemens looks to get it down in the corner. Ball's rotated back up top. They find Pringer up top at the elbow. He dribble penetrates, tries to get down low. That shot's missed. Rebounded by Micah Devlin. Micah Devlin tries to get it up. Pringer gets the steal. He comes up with a three-point shot. No good for Smoky Mountain.
Pringer's getting a little frustrated.
He is.
Yeah.
And that will... Pisgah will take a 39-32 lead to the fourth quarter. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Here where Pisgah takes a 39-32 lead here into the fourth quarter. And 6 seconds in, Smoky gets called for an illegal screen down on their offensive end that will turn the ball back over to Pisgah. Pisgah has the ball, Crook dribble penetrates. He gets bumped. and goes out of bounds. That's going to be foul number two. First, second on Howard, second of the quarter, and quickly he'll come out of the game, and Kilpatrick will come back in for Smoky Mountain. Guessing the coach did not like that body language.
Nope.
Mason Putnam gets it in. He gets it to Mintz. Gets it to Messer. Messer finds Mintz on the cut. And two more points for Pisgah. 41-32 with 7:32 left here in the fourth quarter. Smoky Mountain comes back the other way. Brown goes to the paint. He comes out.
Oh.
Patrick gets to Patrick. They get a foul on Mason Putnam going for that steal. That'll be the first team foul. Third on Mason here with 7:20 left in the fourth.
Yeah, we don't need him out of the game.
Smoky Mountain will have it right underneath in front of their own bench. They inbound the ball to Pringer. Pringer goes to the basket, kicks back out to Brown. Three-point shot's up and good. Runs the score to 41-35. Campbell Crook has it. He comes back the other way. He goes to the right side of the floor. Dribbles back to the middle. Picks it up. Looks like a double dribble.
No. He knocked it out of his hand.
Yeah, Coach Roedheimer saying the same thing. He's going nuts here. He is fired up over there and should be.
That is unfortunate right there.
It got knocked out of Crook's hand. He picked it up and then put it back down, and he caught a double dribble on it. Pringer brings it up. He gets it to the left side to Lane Clemens. Lane Clemens goes to the basket. Mason Putnam goes for the steal, and that's going to be the second, the fourth foul on Mason Putnam of the game at 6:44 left here. Second team foul, and they're saying it may be on the floor. So Clemens will not get two free throws. Pringer will inbound the ball underneath Smokey's own basket. They leave Putnam in. They get it to Snyder underneath. He goes up, misses that shot. Rebounded by Crook. Crook brings it back the other way. He hands off to Putnam. Putnam's looking to attack. He goes to the middle. Kicks.
Great pass.
Mintz on the
great
backside.
Pass.
And Mintz finishes on the backside. 43-35. Pisgah leads with 6:21 left.
Mintz cut back door. Perfect pass.
Yeah, it was a great look. Smoky Mountain gets it back over here. Lane Clemens has it up top. He comes off the screen, takes a thought of that three, kicks it to the left to Brown. Brown gets it back to Clemens. That's a deep three. No good. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. Kilpatrick has it. He gets it to Pringer. Pringer attacks. Kicks back to Brown. Brown attacks this time. He finishes at the rim. 43-37 with 5:50 left. Putnam comes back quick. He gets it to Wright. Wright gets in. No call.
Great job.
He does a good job of controlling and making the shot. Thought he might have got a charge, but no call. And makes the shot. That runs the score to 45-37 in a timeout on the court by Pisgah with 5:41 left. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So we get that fast break. Maddox gets it, spins to the middle, contact with the guy waiting on him to help defense.
Yep.
Could have gone the other way, no call, but great body control by Maddox.
Very much so.
To make that shot.
Yep. And I tell you, we're here with 5:41 to go. We've got Mason with his fourth foul. He's going to have to basically play with his hands in his pockets here for a little bit. But I want to brag on our guys, man. We're 9 of 11 from the free throw line tonight.
It's the difference in the game right now.
The difference. Coming in shooting 64%, and you're 9 of 11.
So Smoky Mountain has the ball. They let it just go on the floor before they pick it up at half court. Brown has it. He kicks it to Clemens. Kicks it back to Brown for the three, and that three's up and good. 45-40. Don't want them to heat up from the three, Mark.
Definitely not. We know they're capable of it. That's Brown's fourth for the game.
Pisgah has it back. Mason Putnam has it up top. He finds Mintz on the left wing. Mintz dribble penetrates, kicks it back out to Maddox right. Maddox tries to get it from Mintz. Ball is stolen away by Clemens on the deflection. 5:02 left. Pisgah up by five. Deep ball by Brown. He's feeling it.
That was
That's good.
Way deep right there.
45-43. He didn't even think about that one, Mark.
No. No, that was from the Mustang logo right over there.
Pisgah has it back down. Mason Putnam up top. Kicks right to right. Wright has it. He dribble penetrates. And a silly foul on number 34, Schneider, up top. That'll be team third here in the fourth quarter. His third. Pisgah will have the ball. Messville will inbound in front of Coach Rodarmer and the bench over there.
Another reason I don't like this free throw rule. We would be in 1-1 right now if it didn't reset.
Putnam gets it to Mintz. Mintz dribbles in. It's stolen away by Pringer. Pringer goes the length of the court. He does finish. Good effort by Putnam to get back. 45-45. Putnam gets it to Messer. Messer looks, finds Mintz cutting. Mintz tries to get it. Deflected. He gets it back. Crook goes up. Crook finishes. 47-45 Pisgah with 4:04 left here in the game. Clemens attacks the basket, pulls up for the floater, no good. Maddox Wright with the rebound. Sure, that's not what the Smoky Mountain coach wanted there.
Nope, that's a little quick.
Crook gets it back, he brings it up, he's pressured, gets it to Putnam. Putnam swings it to Messer, Messer gets it to Wright. Wright attacks, but finds Putnam on the perimeter. Attack kicks back out to Wright for the three. He misses that shot. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. 3:30 left here. Smoky Mountain down by two. The Pitt Bears with a two-point lead here. 3:20 left. Smoky Mountain has it. They go to Brown. Brown throws another three up. That one's missed. That's what we like to see. Maddox Wright with another rebound on the backside. He gets it to Putnam. Glad to see him get cooled off right there.
You hold your breath every time he takes a shot now.
Maddox Wright has it up top. 3 minutes left. He gets it to Maddox.
Good
Wright
move.
Down low. Maddox Wright finishes. Now a four-point lead for Pisgah with 2:56 left. Brown gets it. Attacks on the other end. Goes up for the two. That's good. 49-47 Pisgah lead.
Brown is feeling it.
He is. Crook has the ball, bringing it up. Another silly foul, this time by Kilpatrick. Deep down here in a man-to-man. That's a fourth team foul on Smokey. Third on Kilpatrick. 2:45 left. Next foul. Pisgah goes to the free throw line for two free throws.
Brown has 13 in this quarter.
Crook has it in the corner. Decides to bring it out. Rotates it to Mintz. Mintz finds Wright. He attacks. Finds Robinson on the backside.
Good pass.
Robinson finishes. 51-47 Pisgah with 2:26 left. Brown comes up. He gets it to Pringer. Pringer back to Brown. Brown looked like that one maybe got blocked by Mintz. He made a change with Mintz on him. Pisgah comes back the other way. Crook finds Mintz. He goes up, no good. Rebounded by Kilpatrick. Kilpatrick gets it, and that quick, Smoky Mountain wants a timeout. And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. 208 left here, Mark.
Yeah, we got to find Brown in his last 2 minutes right here. He's hit three threes and two other buckets in this quarter for 13 points. And you can tell every time he's touching it right now, I don't care where he's at, he's looking to shoot it.
One thing I've noticed is we made a change in that last timeout, put Mintz on him.
Yep.
And I think on that last three, he may have got a piece of that.
It looked like it probably was tipped. Yep.
So we removed Mintz from Pringer to Brown. See how Smoky Mountain adjusts now.
Yep.
The Smoky Mountain ball out of this timeout. Down four, our Bears leading here with 2:08 left in this big pivotal matchup here at Smoky Mountain tonight. This is ours to go get now, Mark.
It is. It's gut check time. 4-point lead. 2 minutes to go.
Smoky Mountain has it. They kick it to the left wing. Get it back to Clemens. He's calling for the screen up top. It gets all the way to the basket.
Oh!
Maddox Wright.
Volleyball.
Fight that. If it wasn't for a brick wall, that would have been in the middle of Silva, downtown.
Yes.
Silva.
Yes, he swatted that one.
So 1:53 left. Smoky Mountain will get the ball underneath their own basket. They get it into Clemens. They find Pringer. He tries to get to the basket. He misses. Rebounded by Kilpatrick, who kicks it to Brown. Brown gets it back to Pringer. Brown attacks. Tries to get it to Snyder underneath.
He steps out of bounds.
He steps out of bounds.
Total walk. Okay. That's a great stop right there now.
A good stop.
Hey. We got to work some clock right here, too. We don't need to go down and be in such a big hurry. Take something open if they give it to us, but minute 36.
So Messer comes back in from Isaiah Mintz. Inbound it to Mason Putnam. Mason dribbles down. He's not going to give this ball up, I don't think.
Nope. I'd really like to see.
Does give it to Wright.
I would really like to see Campbell have it.
Right,
great job.
All
hey.
The way to the basket for a 6-point lead.
Hey, if they give it to us, take it, right?
1:20 left. Pringer comes back the other way. He gets all the way to the basket.
Could have walked.
Up. No good. Rebounded by Snyder. Snyder gets it to Brown. Brown with the three. That three is good. 1:06 left. Fiskus leads cut to three. Putnam has it. Brown fouls him in the backcourt. Coach is not wanting that, I don't think. But that will send Mason Putnam to the line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws. Messimer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Boy.
Stay hot from the line.
Yes.
Mason Putnam puts that one in for a 54-50 lead.
Huge, huge free throws.
Mintz comes back in for defensive purposes. It's Messer.
What a boy.
Mason Putnam makes that one. Now a 5-point lead. Smoky Mountain gets the ball in. They find Pringer on the outside. He shoots the three. No good. He gets his own rebound. He goes up, finishes. And now it's a 3-point lead again. Smoky Mountain presses full court. They get it to Mintz. Get it to Robinson.
There we go.
Finds Mason Putnam.
Right
who pulls
move.
It back out. Good move. Smoky Mountain fouls him to send him back to the free throw line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws.
Gotta make them, boys.
So far tonight, we have done a great job at the free throw line.
We sure have.
41.1 seconds left, folks. Pisgah up by three. That free throw.
Oh, my goodness.
In, out, in, and then out. So he misses that one.
Wow.
3-point lead remains intact. 41.1 seconds left. He hits the second one. Runs the score to a 4-point lead. Smoky Mountain gets it into Pringer. Pringer brings it up. He shoots the three. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Off of Smoky. Pringer kind of forcing that one. I don't even think Brown got up past half court on that one.
No.
Messer back in for Mintz for offensive purposes.
If I'm Smoky Mountain, Coach, I'm not sure I want him taking it that quick. I want him to find Brown.
Pisgah finds Robinson. Robinson finds Crook and gets back to Robinson. And that layup's in. Back to a 6-point lead. 24 seconds left.
No
this
foul.
Time
no
he
foul.
Goes all the way in, and there is a foul. He says it's on the floor.
How in the world?
Smoky Mountain's not going to like that.
Wow.
Let's see what. Mintz back in the game for Messer. Smoky Mountain cannot believe they're not shooting free throws right now with 19.3 seconds left.
Honestly, I can't either, but I'm glad they're not.
Ball's inbounded to Clemens. Women's looking.
Oh,
we get fouled on a three-point shot. Coach Rodomer is asking why.
Yep.
Now that will send them to the free throw line for three free throws with 15 seconds left.
Not what you want to do right there.
Lemons hit the first one. Gets Pisgah's lead to 5 points. He's got two more here, folks. 15 seconds left, 5 point Pisgah lead. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Rattled in. Cuts Pisgah's lead to 4. This is Coach Rodomer's nightmare situation in that,
yep,
in that situation.
Yes, it is.
With that, Coach Rodomer wants a timeout to talk about how we want to handle this offensively. That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of our friendly staff, 648-6550, for a view of your personal and business insurance needs.
I got to say this. With 5 seconds to go, we're up 4. If he makes this free throw, 3-point game. Got to get it in safely. We'd like to see it in Campbell's hands. Me personally, but whoever gets it, they're going to foul. You make your free throws, now you're up 5, so you keep it in a 2-possession game. The clock is against them. We just got to protect the ball.
Yeah, we got to protect the ball. You got to feel good. We'll get it in the way we're shooting free throws tonight.
Yep, 11-14 now.
Yeah, 64%, but tonight we're shooting it well.
Yes.
So we got to feel good about where we're at there. So it's just a matter of getting it in, inbounded correctly.
Yep.
Clemens with his third free throw out of this timeout. He makes that. It's a 3-point game. Messer gets it into Putnam. Putnam is fouled pretty quickly. 13.3 seconds left. And he'll go back to the free throw line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws. These free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. We're going to get Isaiah Mintz back in for defensive purposes after this first free throw.
Biggest free throws of the night right here.
Mason
so far.
Steps up and misses the first one. Just need this second one here. In the game is Robinson, Wright, Putnam, Mintz, and Campbell. Makes the second one, gets us to a 4-point lead with 13.3 seconds left. Clemens gets it. A lot
there
of
we
time
go.
Here.
There
deflection.
We go. Working the clock. Working the clock.
3-point shot goes up.
No that way.
2.6 seconds left.
The ball got knocked away, and he shot this shot from
he
the
shot
back of volleyball
from
line.
Way deep.
And hit it.
The coach is not happy about the time that came off the clock.
It's his personnel running it.
Yeah, and he's probably right.
There's probably
about 4 seconds left when that thing hit the net. It's 2.3 on the clock. See what they do. Pisgah with a 1-point lead.
All right, my thing is right now as official center, you don't know what's on the clock. How do you even know what to put back on this thing?
Yeah, they have no idea right now. Well, one thing I noticed, it was 2.6, and then they ran another 0.3 off. They put it back at 0.4.
Now they're changing it to 4 seconds.
I hope they didn't listen to me when I said that. But that's,
right.
That's about what I thought was there when it hit the bottom of the net.
Yeah, and how they come up with that, I don't know, but okay.
They had no idea.
Right, that timekeeper, he may not be keeping the next game.
Yeah, their coach was not happy.
Yeah.
He was down at our bench talking to that official.
Yep.
While that second and a half went off.
And probably could have got teed up right there. I mean,
probably could have.
Yeah, you know, in a game like this, you hate to see that happen over that situation because I understand. But still, at the same time, you got to be careful as a coach.
That three was back here by the volleyball line.
It was.
The Pisgah will have it. Maddox Wright will be inbounding the ball. Full court by Smoky Mountain. They're looking to get it in. They get it to Robinson. And
half a second comes off.
Out immediately. Their coach is not happy about the half a second because that was quick.
Yeah.
But it's his
clock.
Something
has to come off.
It's his clock.
We touched the ball.
So that will send Robinson to the line for two more Messmer insurance free.
And here we are in the. Oh, go ahead.
We've got another timeout on the court sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a view of your personal and business insurance needs.
So what I did, here's my point just a minute ago now. We missed that one free throw. We would be up by two where we could extend the lead to four right now and put the game away with 3.5 seconds. Now we hit two of them. They can come down and hit a three to tie it.
Yeah, we need both here. If you're going to miss one, maybe miss the second because that gets the clock running before they get time to try to set up and go the other way.
Yeah.
Only 3.5 seconds left here.
And we've already seen that they can make them from way back here at the logos and the volleyball line. So 3.5 seconds is going to be an eternity. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, honestly.
The officials don't even realize there should be two free throws here.
Wow. All right, I'm going to throw my strategy out here. See, you may not agree with this, but if we hit both of these, we're up by three, they get the ball in, I'm fouling you. I'm sending you the line for two shots. You're going to have to make one and miss one to get a rebound. These guys are just like, they just walked onto the court and just took over the game.
Unfortunately, in a game of this magnitude, you can't have this kind of indecisiveness. This is going to get ugly real quick by one of the crowds on either side at the result of this. It should be two free throws for Camden Robinson. They're going to let us inbound the ball on the sidelines.
Oh, my goodness.
Maddox strikes inbounding the ball. They look to go up the court. They get it to Messer. He's fouled immediately. 3.1 seconds left. And this will go Messer to the free throw line for two free throws.
I have no idea how they call that an out of bounds.
I don't either.
Because that was the fifth team foul. Robinson should have been shooting. And they gave it to him on the side. So same, I mean, they lost 0.4 seconds here. We're still going to shoot two free throws.
So it works out well for us.
Yep.
Messer's up.
Nice.
First free throw. Good
boy, Nick. One time, buddy.
Gets our lead back to 2 points, 60-58 with 3.1 seconds left. Nick Messer will have a second Messer insurance free throw. Second free throw is up and no good. Kringle gets the rebound. He gets fouled on the three.
Oh.
Is they're going to say it's on the shot. He either gets two.
It was not. That was on
three.
The floor. That was
see
on the
what
floor.
He says.
That was on the floor.
So Ace Kringer will go to the free throw line. They let the time expire. Probably should be a little bit of time left on the clock as well. Let's see what they're going to go for here.
They're going to shoot him. He's going to have three shots here.
Oh,
my goodness. What a heartbreaking way to lose the game if he makes all three of these.
Are they giving him three? There's no time on the clock.
No, he's holding up to. No, he's holding up to.
I'm not sure why anybody's down here with no time on
either.
The clock. Ace Springer goes up, makes the first one. I don't think the officials have even noticed there's no time on the clock yet. After the first free throw, they give Fisga a timeout, but it's 0.0, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. He should just got there by himself shooting.
So the score is now 60-59. Pringle will have one more free throw. We've got a timeout on the court sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of the friendly staff. It's 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. They put back 1.4 seconds on the clock after the first free throw, Mark.
Wow. I'll tell you how intense it's getting here, folks. The photographer down here is just wearing the refs out.
He is all over them.
I can tell you both coaches will have something to say about this crew.
Yes.
After this game, regardless of how it turns out,
yeah.
Neither team's going to be happy with the way this has been officiated towards the end of this game.
I can then tell you, two of them look like they're up right after bedtime anyway, so.
Ace Springer will come back out. 1.4 seconds left. 1 point Pisgah lead. Ace Springer on the free throw line. Chance to tie it. He has the ball. Free throw is up. And it's good. It's a tie ball game. 1.4 seconds left. Campbell Crum gets it in. Heaves it long distance.
Oh!
Almost
mercy.
Hits that. And with that miss, folks, we're going to get some overtime here at Smoky Mountain as the score is tied 60-60.
Unbelievable, guys. Now, as much as I'm bragging on free throws tonight, that's what got us right there at the end. Two missed free throws, yep.
So, we're going to have 4 minutes, Mark, in overtime here. Score is 60-60. The pep band's going. I'm not sure why they asked them to be quiet. I guess the scorekeeper's trying to talk to the officials. He couldn't hear the officials, what was being called here. So Pisgah's going to come back out on the court. You've got Crook, Messer, Isaiah Morris, Maddox Wright, and Camden Robinson. Mason Putnam has gone to the bench for the first part of this start of this overtime period.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. They may be pretty tired here.
So far in this game right now, Smokey is 10 of 30 from the three-point line. We're 1 of 13, and it's a tie ball game. So, because like you said, the kind of ball game we played tonight.
Maddox Wright won the tip to start the game. He'll be in the middle with Snyder. Got Isaiah Morris all the way back. Robinson over by the scorer's table. And Maddox Wright gets the tip and gets it to Isaiah Morris. Isaiah Morris has the ball up top. He'll kick to the right to Messer. Ball's deflected away by Brown. Brown goes the other way. Maddox Wright.
No.
Going to be a goaltending call on Maddox. Try to go up and make the block. That'll get Smoky Mountain to 62-60 here early in the overtime period. Messer will inbound the ball to Morris. Isaiah Morris has it. Gets it back to Messer, who gets it to Wright. Wright has it up time. Finds Messer cutting. He gets it back out to Robinson. Hands off to Wright. Wright spins, fade away. That's off. And the ball is deflected out of bounds off of Smoky Mountain. Probably not the shot that last one we want.
No.
Coach Rodomer wants there.
And like you said, it's really crucial now not having Mason on the floor for this overtime period.
We got to settle down. Work the ball like we've been working it all night. Get good shots. Messer has it. He's inbound, and he finds Robinson up top. Robinson swings it. He finds Crook. Crook dribble penetrates. Gets in, loses control, but regains control. Gets it to Robinson. Robinson's looking to get it outside the middle. Goes up with a shot. That is off. Rebounded by Snyder. Snyder is fouled by Robinson, I believe. No, they're going to give that one to Messer, and that's going to send Smoky Mountain Snyder to the line for two free throws here with 3:07 left in overtime. Smoky Mountain leads 62-60. My guess is this is the guy we want on the free throw line. I don't know that for a fact, though. Probably shouldn't say that without having knowledge.
Right. And he called it.
But he did make me look
he did.
Like
he,
I knew what I was talking about.
He came through for you.
misses that first free throw. The Smoky Mountain lead remains two here. 3:02 left. Let's see here. Mintz comes back in the game. Second free throw is missed badly. Rebounded by Maddox Wright.
We do know who to foul now.
Isaiah Moore springs it up. He gets it to Wright. Wright dribble penetrates. He gets it back out to Crook. Crook has it on the perimeter. He looks to attack. Finds Wright outside. He dribble penetrates. He goes in. Falls
no
down.
Call, no call.
Rebounded by Robinson. Isaiah Morris goes to the paint. He finishes it tied 62-62 with 2:35 left. Good finish by Isaiah Morris.
Absolutely.
Kringer gets it to half court. He dribbles to the left, kicks to Brown. Brown gets it to Clemens on the right side. He dribble penetrates, finds Kilpatrick on the outside.
Whoa.
Almost a walk by Kilpatrick. They say Kevis pivot foot down as he fell down. He gets it to Kringer. They kick back to the left side. Get it back up top to Brown. Brown finds Kringer. Smoky Mountains taking their time here. Kringer gets it back up top to Clemens. Isaiah Mintz guarding him. Clemens looking to attack. He finds Brown on the perimeter. Kicks back to Kringer outside. He'll go back to Clemens for the three. I think Morris got a piece of that. Rebounded.
Good job.
By Robinson.
Almost
this
an air ball.
Come back that way. The Patrick goes down. Morris gets it to Wright. Wright gets it to Robinson. They get it back inside to Wright.
Good pass.
Mint from the backside. So he can take a two-point lead here with 1:16
left. Come on, boys. Fight right here.
Kringer's bringing it back the other way. He looks to attack. He gets all the way to the basket.
It's like it's going to be a jump ball. Yep.
The Smoky Mountain ball. Isaiah Morris has come up big here with that attack to the basket to tie it up.
Sure
got
did.
The deflection, or really the block on the three there. See, big minutes for him here with Mason Putnam on the on the bench.
And he's not had a lot of minutes this year.
No, he's not. I don't know what that whistle was for, but Smokey gets it back inside to Kringer. Game's back now tied with 56 seconds left. Maddox Wright's bringing it up. He attacks all the way to the basket. He tries to find Robinson, but it's deflected outside. Wright wanted Robinson to stay outside with that three, for that three, keep his man outside. Pisco will have the ball underneath their own basket. Here with 51 seconds left, the score is tied. Morris is looking. He gets it into Crook. Crook brings it up top to set it up. He's dribbling to the right side, goes back left. He finds Wright in the three-point lane. He dribble penetrates. He
good
goes
move.
Up and gets the floater.
Maddox Rock. Right.
Back
Maddox
up right. by two. 66-64.
Maddox cheered him on. Goes, so boys, he says.
Kringer comes back. He shoots the three. That's missed, but rebounded by Kilpatrick. They get it back to Clemens. He goes back out. Finds Kilpatrick outside. Finds Brown back to Kringer. Kringer goes
charged.
Up, and he finishes at the rim.
Oh,
the
my gosh.
Tied with 13 seconds left. Morris has it at half court. Gets it to Wright. Wright dribble penetrates, finds Morris. Morris attacks. He gets it to Robinson. Robinson for the three.
Boom!
And that three is
boom!
Pisco wins.
Yes, sir!
69-66.
Caden Robinson with a three at the buzzer.
Looks like the game is over. The Smoky Mountains saying they called a timeout.
Oh, yeah.
Pisco with a 69-66 lead. Morris to Robinson. Robinson hits the three.
There is no way they're going back and put time on this clock.
And the officials are now talking. They didn't stop the clock. They didn't give a timeout. But I saw the Smoky Mountain immediately say we had timeout calling his team over.
What? I want to hear him explain this now.
Coach Rodomer thinks it should be over.
This place is getting
Coach
ready to go
Allen
nuts.
Coach Allen thinks it should be over.
They are getting ready to put time on this clock, guys. 3 seconds?
And they put 3 seconds back on the clock.
All right, I'm going back to my original statement. You got to foul right here to prevent what happened down here a while ago. Put him on the line for two. You're up three.
So this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Kevin, there is no way there was 3 seconds left on that clock when that ball went through.
There wasn't 3 seconds left on the clock when Cameron Robinson let go of that ball.
Exactly. Wow. This crew has struggled all night.
They have struggled. Pisgah's in a 1-3-1. 3 seconds left. They get it into Snyder. He finds Brown. Brown.
There we go. There we go. Now they're begging for a foul over there.
As Smoky Mountain wants the foul on the call. But the game is over, folks.
Bears win, boys.
69-66.
Woo, what a game.
58-2's going to get out of here quick.
I would.
We're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to have the player of the game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
We're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box from Smoky Mountain High, where your Pisgah Bears, Cameron Robinson hits a three at the end, assisted by Isaiah Morris, to win it for the Bears there. And it's time for our player of the game.
All righty. Our player of the game is A1 Storage Player of the Game. For outstanding play tonight by Pisgah Basketball goes to Isaiah Morris. A1 Storage, if you're looking for a safe place to store any of your items from wandering eyes with a 24-7 access, then call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. Isaiah Morris, A1 Storage Player of the Game.
Now, folks, we could have given it to a lot of people out there tonight. Yes. Maddox Wright played a great game. Mason Putnam played a great game. But Isaiah Morris comes in at overtime, filling in for Mason Putnam, who couldn't go there in overtime, sat out the whole 4 minutes, and had big minutes. We got down by two, comes back, hits the bucket to tie it up,
yep.
Then gets two more assists later on. It's a great job by him, not being overwhelmed by the situation.
Yes, what a spot to put a kid in like that. Knowing that you just lost your senior that can't play, and now he comes in and contributes in that manner. Folks, I'm telling you, one of the best high school basketball games I've seen in a while. It was a roller coaster of a ride. Officiating was questionable on both sides tonight, back and forth. The intensity in here and the way that both of these teams played, kudos, hats off, great win by the Bears.
Yeah. So give us a few stats there, what you got for the rest of the players here tonight.
Okay, Isaiah Mintz finishes up with 9 points. Maddox Wright, who played in an unbelievable game tonight. Maddox was just a stud this entire game tonight. Had 23 and had 8 rebounds. Camden Robinson with the game-winning shot over there, biggest bucket of the night, had 7 points. Nick Messer had 3. Isaiah Morris had 2. two critical points, because that, like you said, was the game tire. Campbell had 7, and Mason Putnam had 18. And we finished the night on the free throw line 13 of 17, our best effort of the night. Best effort of the night. So we were 2 of 14 from the three-point line.
Wow.
But the one that mattered was the last one.
The one that mattered was the last one.
Number 2 was the knockout blow.
So, folks, with those stats, we're going to send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have final comments and a wrap-up. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High. Wow.
Wow.
What a huge, huge win
Sums
for our
up.
Boys tonight. Clean sweep. You know, the JV girls with a big win. JV boys held on with a big win tonight. Put them in great shape going down the stretch. Varsity girls came out, survived that, you know, tough first half where it was still led by 12, but Smokey gave us everything we wanted.
Yep.
Came out ready to play and then just pulled away from them in the second half to get that big win tonight. And then our boys, wow.
Yes.
What a huge
I'm
win. Telling,
I just told Kevin a minute ago, I feel like I played this game, man. It was like I'm absolutely worn out. But, man, I couldn't be more proud of these kids. They played so hard tonight, put in such an effort. Like I say, didn't shoot the ball well from three, but boy, they made up for it everywhere else.
Yeah, they played their hearts out. They knew what a big game this was tonight, and at minimum, we'll stay one game back of Franklin.
Yep.
Got north this Thursday night, folks. Remember that. It's supposed to be Friday night. They moved that game to Thursday night. So if you can't be at Pisgah High supporting these teams Thursday night, please join us here on the radio. We'll be bringing you that action live Thursday night. And then next week, we get Franklin at Franklin.
Right.
So, a couple of big games for our boys, a couple of big games for our girls. So
for sure. And listen, that North Henderson team is a good basketball team. It's like you come off of a big win with East Henderson. Now you got to get it all back together to play a Smoky Mountain tonight. You pull this one out. Now you face them north. I mean, it's just a gauntlet.
Yeah, it's a gauntlet. It's a tough conference. Everybody's pretty even on at the top half of this conference. But we still control our own destiny in both the varsity girls and varsity boys action.
Interesting to see how Franklin and East turns up tonight.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see that one.
It would be kind of nice to see Franklin win, just to put us in second by ourselves, and then us beat Franklin next week and tie that thing up.
That would be awesome.
Yep.
And I think that's probably what Coach Rodarm would love to have is for us to get in second place all by ourselves, take care of business Thursday night against a really good North team to set up a game for it. The conference championship next Tuesday night.
I'm already getting excited about those games.
So Should be fun, folks. Again, if you can't be out there Thursday night, please join us on the radio, 6:30 for the girls' game. Shortly after that, the boys' game will be played. We appreciate all the sponsors and WPTL allowing us to bring you all this action here tonight. And, again, wow.
Wow.
What a great game.
If you describe this game in one word, that's it. It was wow.
That's it. Wow. So, folks, join us again Thursday night as we bring you all the action from Pisgah High against North Henderson. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.